The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Hey, it's Tuesday, June 26th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, police use genealogical information from a close relative to identify the suspect in a rape and strangulation of an elementary school teacher in 1992 and charged him Monday with a long unsolved killing. A Lancaster County detective accused 49-year-old Raymond Charles Rowe, a popular DJ, of beating Christy Murak to death inside of her home as she prepared to go to work teaching a sixth grade class. She had suffered a broken jaw in addition to strangulation and evidence of a violent sexual assault. We never let this case go, but investigators had run out of suspects, said the Lancaster District Attorney Craig Stedman. This has not been easy, but one of the reasons we've stuck with it and never forgotten is because it was so disturbing. The DNA left at the crime scene by the assailant never triggered a match, and Rowe had not been a suspect during the years of investigation, Stedman said. In December of 1992, Rowe lived about 4 miles from the apartment Murak shared with her roommate. It's unclear if they knew each other. Stedman recently hired a private company to use the DNA to search for relatives of the suspect, and that process identified Rowe. An undercover investigation at an elementary school where he was performing on May 31st as DJ Freeze produced a water bottle and gum he had used, and state police subsequently established an alleged genetic match.
It's amazing.
Rowe was arrested at his home Monday and charged with criminal homicide. Authorities said that Murak was found wearing a coat and gloves, suggesting that she was getting ready to leave for work when she was killed. A wooden cutting board believed to be used in the attack was found by her body. The principal of her elementary school, concerned Murak had not shown up for work for 4 days before Christmas and was not answering phone calls, discovered her body on the living room floor and called 911.
You think of these investigators where it becomes personal for them over the years and years and years. They will not let it go. It's like the case with Patton Oswalt's wife, who was searching for the serial killer that they just recently found the information on and wrote the book about. But, you know, that story had gone completely cold until they found a couple of clues, and here you go.
It's pretty amazing now that they can go back and do stuff like this and connect it to
Yeah.
it, you know?
Not only are they doing that, they're also freeing people who were wrongly accused.
Right, there was just a guy here locally from Philadelphia they let out. Yeah, he spent years in prison, and with DNA evidence, they found that it wasn't him.
It is amazing.
So an autopsy found that there were wounds to her neck, back, upper chest, and face. But they have arrested this this DJ in her murder. A 15-year-old boy is missing from the nation's largest shelter for migrant children in Texas, according to multiple media reports. A spokesman for Southwest Key Programs said the boy was being housed at Casa Padre in Brownsville, Texas, a converted former Walmart that holds up to 1,500 children. The site has become an epicenter of controversy following the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy that has led to thousands of immigrant children separated from their parents placed in such facilities. The shelters, however, appear to have limited abilities to keep children in their custody. On Saturday afternoon, the boy, who had been held at Casa Padre for more than a month, reportedly walked out of the building and did not return, according to the New York Times and CNN. Jeff Eller, Southwest Key's spokesman, said the group cannot legally require migrant children to stay at the facility if they want to leave, noting that only their only resource was attempting to talk them into staying. The boy's departure has been reported to authorities, and he has been registered in the missing children's database. Eller said that while the event was rare, some children have left the group shelter before, though he declined to give a firm number. He said that less than 1% of kids who come to Southwest Key have chosen to leave. Facilities like Casa Padre house children who were separated from their parents in the middle of the Justice Department's crackdown at the border, but also those who were detained at the border alone. The boy, who left the site on Saturday, arrived at the U.S.-Mexican border by himself, according to the Times. President Donald Trump's White House says it is working to execute a plan to reunite many of the migrant children detained in recent months with their families, although the efforts are likely to be complicated and take some time. Authorities are continuing to work to unravel a mysterious and wild flight over the Jersey Shore. The plane that flew dangerously low to the ground belongs to an advertising company in Middle Township, New Jersey. The owner of Paramount Air says that the pilot is her stepson, who took the plane after hours on Sunday night. The search continues to find him. The Piper PA-12 aircraft was put on a flatbed truck, its wings removed as it was taken from the Coast Guard facility in Cape May Monday afternoon, where it landed. Less than 24 hours before, it was seen flying over various parts of the Jersey Shore. Several eyewitnesses captured cell phone video of the plane. In one video taken in Wildwood, the mystery pilot can be seen coming dangerously close to homes, boats along the bay, and even crowded beaches. Police say they thought that he was just someone trying to show off, but then they could see that it looked like somebody that was going to crash. Officials say the pilot then flew farther south, and that just before 8 o'clock, the plane landed on the beach inside the secure Coast Guard training facility in Cape May.
I've heard that that job sucks. That you think that maybe you're going to be flying around and it'll be a fun summer job, but that it's long hours, that you're going really slow, that there's no air conditioning, and that it gets a lot of boredom and tedium after a while, and that it's just it's not a very good job. And people get into it thinking they're going to enjoy it, and then by the end of it, they hate it. And
is this a tow sign plane?
That's, well, it's if it's an ad company,
it must be.
And the woman that owned it, this is her stepson. She said they had closed for the day, so they weren't even thinking that this was their plane because they had shut down.
Yeah, until the cops arrived and said, it's your plane.
Yeah, and so she said that her stepson apparently went out on a joyride. They still don't know where he is, and she says they have no idea why he would do this.
It's the equivalent of like stealing the car from your parents for a joyride, except it's a plane.
Yeah.
Officials say the pilot can be seen in surveillance video getting out and running away from the plane. Apparently, when he landed near the, in the Coast Guard's area, he tried to take off again, but was unsuccessful, and then got out and ran away. Dogs were used to follow the physical tracks and then try to pick up a scent. On Monday, police found out the pilot is the employee of Paramount Air in Green Creek, an advertising business that flies banners over the beach. The owner says that she has no idea why he would do this, but she is cooperating with the investigation and adds that no one has heard from him since this has happened.
Yeah, we're watching the video footage of this, and dude is like almost dipping his wings down in the water.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that is incredibly low.
Is it possible he's falling in with a bad group of pilots, Preston?
Maybe.
You never know.
You know, you always see those pilots outside the airport smoking and cursing.
Yep.
So did he, I mean, he obviously got out and ran away, but we saw the picture of kind of how the plane landed. Is the nose went down into the sand, right? Yeah. Is that what that picture
what it
was?
Yeah. Like. It looked like it was, you know, it was pointing with its butt, you know, its tail straight up in the air.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It reminds me of one time when I took my dad's Subaru out. I never, it was a Mazda. And it had the rotary engine. It was the big thing. My dad had it as a loaner. He was testing it. And so they went away for a vacation. I took it out of the garage. I'd never driven really that much before, and it was a stick, you know, so I just had trained. My dad took me out once with an automatic, and I got it out in first gear, and I'm going around the parking, going around the block, and I couldn't get it out of first gear. Oh, no! Oh, no!
How old were you?
Oh, 14,
yeah.
15.
I put it in neutral, my dad's Toyota Corolla. At like, I don't know, 1:30 in
the
morning.
Driveway.
I pushed it out the driveway. I had the keys. I put it had rack and pinion steering, which is like trying to turn a rusted, you know, valve of some sort. And anyway,
it's
I get
an
in
oil
the parking
tanker.
Lot and I go drive around joyriding for a couple hours, and I didn't wear any shoes.
Oh, my God.
And the catalytic converter is right underneath
so
the wheel well.
Hot.
And
1,000 degrees.
My feet felt like they were on fire. And I was still like a few miles from home. And I'm like, you know, holding one foot off the ground and trying not to rest my heel on the ground that was on the accelerator.
So, Preston, I clearly remember some guy raking his leaves, you know, on the lawn, just watching me. And I'm looking, I'm like, hi!
Just cruising past.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this is pretty much that.
Yeah, so they're looking for this guy. This woman says it's her stepson, and she doesn't know where he is.
Oh, man, he's
yeah.
in trouble.
All right, in sports this morning. Aaron Aaron Judge hit his 20th home run of the season, and the New York Yankees ended a three-game losing streak with a 4-2 win over the Phillies last night at the ballpark. It was the Yankees' first appearance in South Philly since the 2009 World Series, and the sellout crowd of 44,136 was filled with a lot of Yankees fans. For the Phils, Vince Velasquez allowed 2 runs and 3 hits, striking out 7 in 6 innings. The series continues tonight, and Jake Arrieta gets the start. Game time is at 7:05. The Sixers' Ben Simmons won Rookie of the Year, taking home the honor at the NBA Awards show as he was chosen top rookie over Utah's Donovan Mitchell and Boston's Jason Tatum. In his acceptance speech, Simmons said, "I'd like to thank my family to start out with. Family, friends, you know, I wouldn't be here without them. My teammates, of course, and my great coach and the city of Philadelphia for really embracing me and my family. So thank you."
No Kendall Jenner mention?
Not one mention. After missing his first year because of an injury, Simmons made his debut this past season and helped lead the Sixers to 50 wins. At the World Cup, there were 4 matches yesterday. Saudi Arabia beat Egypt 2-1. Uruguay shut out the host Russians 3-0. Iran and Portugal tied at 1. And Spain and Morocco also tied with a final score of 2-2. And the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
And that's what I have for you this morning.
All right, welcome to day number 2, friends, in this
Buxco versus Delco. Fight.
Yes, day number 2 of Buxco versus Delco. First blood was drawn yesterday. Kathy Romano up 200 points so far in the standings.
Oof.
And the second day could change everything.
It could completely change.
You never know what's going to happen. We are excited to get at this, and we've had the, you know, the day's cycle to go through and to digest everything that took place yesterday. I'm sure there's people who have issues and people who are excited and people who
are angry. Yeah, everyone is thrilled with how it played out yesterday.
But we reset and we go forward with a new day. And this morning, our two warriors are bringing in some people that are going to play along with them today. This is the first time we've ever done that, that we've had somebody in conjunction outside of the contest participate.
Exactly. And if I'm correct, the first time around when we did this, we did not have this secrecy surrounding each day's events.
No, I don't think so.
So this is the first time.
I mean, yeah, yes.
A little bit, but not for every day.
We knew when there were some things that we were doing. Like, this one has been secret. I heard you say yesterday before I got back that, you know, we were asking some questions about who to bring in. So I think we both went with a strategy, and it depends on what the game is or
what we're doing.
Right.
No idea. So we just asked somebody to bring somebody who knows the county, who knows them, who's a good friend, who's a trusted friend, and who can play a game. And that's what we've asked them to do. And so they have their competitors that are going to come in with them. Do you guys want to reveal who's going to be playing with you today?
Sure.
All right, Kathy, who's coming in?
Queen Bee Bitch, Queen Alisa.
Bee. All right. All right. Alisa's going to be joining you.
She's been my friend since we were 15.
All right. And how about you, Casey?
My older brother, Dave, a.k.a. Foz.
Yeah.
He's been my brother ever since I was born.
Wow. There you go. That's a lifelong relationship.
We go way back. Yeah, we go way back.
Nice. Excellent. All right. So around 8 o'clock, 8:15, we're going to get our second round of gaming going. And remember, this is every day this week, and the points add up. And then on Friday, a battle royale will take place, and everything can change on Friday.
Literally. In just questions or just parts of a game, the entire game can turn around. The entire competition can change. You won't know how it's going to end until the last second.
Yep, exactly. So we're excited for day number 2 of Buxco versus Delco. So choose your favorite.
Buxco.
Or
Delco!
It'll all play out live on the air, and we have a few other things going on today as well. We're going to talk to Ed Rendell. Ed Rendell was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease actually a while back, but he only recently revealed it, and we're just going to, you know, talk to him firsthand about it.
See how he's doing?
Yep. We'll get him a little bit after 9 o'clock, and today is Tuesday. That means tattoos, and listener Laura is going to get a tattoo. We'll find out who our artist is later on this morning.
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, there was a lot of like weird things surrounding this one tattoo.
It's crazy, right?
Well, yeah, and you know, I'll talk to you guys about it off air.
Let's just say lives were lost.
Well, lives were saved.
Lives were saved.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, we have a new Daily Rush video that's up, and it is the Totally Office demolition that's taking place. This is when we got to destroy Bill Weston's office with sledgehammers and axes as they're doing some remodeling here.
I was watching it yesterday. A lot of fun. I have to say, Preston, for both you and I, orange, not our color.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It's not.
It looked horrible.
Although it looks good on you, Ken.
Yeah, yeah.
He's wearing orange.
I'm wearing orange.
He's wearing a Delco, an orange Flyers Delco shirt.
Oh, and Pensbury colors.
Mm. Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Not Flyers colors.
Just saying, it's Pensbury. Right.
So it goes on.
It's also Marple Newtown colors.
Go black, go orange, go Pensbury.
All right.
Nine. He's so angry about yesterday.
All right. I'm not. I'm actually found a zen moment. I'm good.
I'm going to put a bullet in my own head by the end of the week.
Why don't you beat it, nerd?
Casey has come to terms with the fact.
He's assaulted me and you.
All day yesterday.
Oh, was there any talking?
You had to dump out because.
You can't say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, crybaby.
Oh, I didn't hear what he said. All right, anyway.
He was just attempting to save the FCC license.
I had played golf all day with Casey yesterday. Nary one moment did he complain at all about the events
yesterday.
So I'm straight up telling you the truth. All right, well,
he's confident that it was rigged.
You'll want to be with us around 8:15 this morning to see what happens next. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. The entertainment report, the stupid question, all that stuff, it's coming up next. We'll be right back.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Are you ready for love? If so, Steven makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Steven Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStevenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Stupid question this morning, pair tickets to Six Flags Great Adventure. And the question I have for you this morning, in 1783 was the first documented hot air balloon flight.
Yes, of course.
In what city did that take place?
215-263
WMMR. In 1783, it was the first documented hot air balloon flight. In what city did that take place? 215-263 WMMR is the number over here. So we're going to go to the birthdays that will roll off while we wait for your answer to come through. It's Tuesday, June 26th. There's a lot of people on my list. Aubrey Plaza, the actress.
She looks really good in this commercial. Have you seen the commercial she's in right now? Where she's trying to get in, coming in through the window, and she's, I forget what it's for because I've just been noticing how good Aubrey Plaza looks.
No, I have not seen that one yet. But she was in Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, To-Do List. She's in Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Parks and Rec, she was a recurring character. She was actually Chris Pratt's love interest, you know, and I always thought she was cute in that, but as of late, she's skipped up dramatically.
34 years old today. Mick Jones, singer of The Clash.
Oh. Yes.
And Big Audio Dynamite. So he is 63 today.
So both those bands, and both put on a great show.
Mm-hmm. So he's the guy who sings Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Yes.
He's got, you know, they had him and now I'm not going to remember. Joe Strummer, the two main vocalists in that band. So he is 63 today. Jason Schwartzman. We love that guy.
So good. It's been a long time since we've had him in the studio, but what a great guy. What a gentleman.
One of the nicest.
Yeah.
No question. And
acted as if we'd been lifelong friends when he came in the first time.
Yep.
Hugged us the whole deal. Super nice.
Rushmore, I Heart Huckabees, Shop Girl, the Darjeeling Limited, and a whole host. He's in Scott Pilgrim as well.
Yes.
And
a good musician.
Yeah.
I've said this before, but when you meet Jason Schwartzman, he asks, how are you? And he means it.
He
wants to know how you're actually doing.
Yeah. Do you remember that when they did the news report on...
it was great.
He was doing school, I don't know, whatever, and a bus comes out on the and he pretended like he got
ran
over. It was a graphic. It was very funny. He's 38 today. Nick Offerman, Parks and Recreation. Husband of Megan Mullally.
Yes.
He is 48. We've spoken to him on the phone.
We have met him in person. He was coming through on a tour that he was doing with Megan Mullally, a comedy tour, and he was great.
Paul Thomas Anderson, the director. A lot of great movies. Boogie Nights, Magnolia, There Will Be Blood, The Master, Phantom Thread, which I haven't seen yet.
That is the last, supposedly that's the last Daniel Day-Lewis movie ever with him as an actor.
I haven't talked to anybody who saw it to give me any real feedback on it. So I'm sure it's great, though.
It's a gritty crime drama, Preston.
No, it's not that at all. He's 48 today. Chris O'Donnell. Always liked him. Scent of a Woman.
Yes.
Batman, a couple of Batman movies.
Batman Forever and Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm. The Chamber, The Bachelor, Kinsey, he's 48 today.
Which, NC, what is he on? Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Dubuque?
I don't know, man. There's been enough of
Pismo Beach?
I don't remember. But it is NCIS.
It's the one with LL Cool J, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, LA, yep.
Yep, NCIS Los Angeles. Derek Jeter.
Ah.
Yeah. Jeter is 44 years old today.
Can't help but like that guy, right?
Yeah, he seems cool.
He's running the Miami Marlins now. He has moved from New York, and he's trying to take the winning attitude and approach to Florida because they've sort of fallen under the radar, and they don't do so well. They don't draw any. There's not much of a crowd going to the Miami Marlins games.
Okay.
He set a good example with fans and the way he carried himself.
Yeah, and with all the women he banged. Yep.
Chris Isaak, singer. Wicked Game was his huge hit.
Yes. Yeah. So wicked.
Always liked him. And he pops up in some movies from time to time.
He's in Twin Peaks Firewalk with me.
Yeah. He's 62 today. And then the last birthday I saw, pop princess Ariana Grande celebrates her 25th birthday today.
Recently engaged to Pete Davidson.
Yeah. And
they just moved into a $16 million penthouse apartment in Manhattan. I'm assuming that's her money.
Yeah, it's not his.
Yeah. She has got one hell of a voice on her.
She's amazing.
That tiny little body of hers cranks out a huge voice.
And her impressions are amazing.
They're great. She comes off as kind of snotty to me, though, unfortunately.
You key off that footage of her in the donut shop.
Well, that's really old, but I just... she seems very full
bitchy,
of herself.
Full of herself, snotty.
I don't know. Yeah. Pete Davidson, he seems like a good judge of character, so maybe she isn't. Maybe misunderstood.
Maybe that's it.
Yep. But she's 25 years old today. Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. In 1783, was the first documented flight of a hot air balloon. In what city did that take place? 215-263-WMMR. Hello there, Jordan.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, man. So what city did that hot air balloon flight take place in?
Would it be Paris, France?
Yes, it would. Hey! And Jordan, hang on a second. We'll get your information. We are going to give you some tickets. You get to go to... Where is it? Where was it coming up?
I hit the button early by accident.
It's right over here.
Oh, go ahead. There you go. Thank you. Pair of tickets to Six Flags Great Adventure. Coca-Cola presents July 4th Fest at Six Flags. And it's daily, June 30th through July 4th. And you can save on admission and get exclusive early ride times with any can of Coke. 5 days of fireworks, Coke, and Six Flags. It's the area's most thrilling celebration.
We just sent somebody to Paris.
You are correct. I can't wait to hear back about that trip and how it went. So,
well, they haven't gone on it yet.
Oh, okay.
No, it's in July.
Yeah, we gave them the trip, but we can still hear back from them later. Yeah. All right. Dynasty and Melrose Place star Heather Locklear was arrested late Sunday for two misdemeanor counts of punching a deputy and kicking an EMT.
Jeez.
After police and emergency personnel responded to a family member's 911 call. Reports indicate that she was heavily intoxicated, and she punched the deputy as he tried to separate her from her family members. Then she reportedly kicked an EMT while being placed on a gurney. Locklear was first taken to a hospital before being booked into the Ventura County Jail and held on $20,000 bail.
So it's a bad sign when the gurney comes out, right?
This is the second time that police went to the home Sunday, with the first coming the early evening, but police determined that no crime had occurred. So.
They had a bit of a protocol error, Preston. They originally attached her to a gurner. And it was really weird.
Somebody making a
face. Yeah, making faces. But
she's falling apart.
Yeah, she looks horrible. But obviously, if she's being ravaged by alcohol, that's the way you're going to look.
Yeah, it was just 1 week ago that the 58-year-old actress was hospitalized for behaving erratically and reportedly looking for a gun to shoot herself. She was placed on an involuntary psychiatric hold after allegedly choking her mom and attacking her dad. So this is all after that. She went through that psychiatric hold, and then she fell into this again. So... she was also arrested in February on domestic violence charges and misdemeanor battery on a police officer after a fight with her boyfriend, Chris Heiser.
She needs to go in for a while, and she needs to be treated properly.
Yeah, she probably needs a few things.
Yeah.
You know, I would imagine maybe she's tried giving it up and it hasn't worked and she's still depressed, or I don't know. There's a whole host of things that be going on. I feel bad for her, man.
Yeah, man.
Hope she can get her life together. Just a few hours after Donald Trump criticized talk show host Jimmy Fallon in a tweet telling him to, quote, be a man, Fallon responded with a tweet of his own Sunday. He claimed that he's making a donation to RAICES, R-A-I-C-E-S, a campaign to stop border separation in Trump's name. The fallout between the two comes 2 years after Fallon had Trump on the Tonight Show during the presidential campaign, and Fallon famously tussled the president's hair. You guys remember that?
Yes.
It was real and so on and so forth, which he said helped normalize the millionaire during an interview with Hollywood Reporter. Fallon went on to say that he was sorry that he didn't do things differently if he could go back. And Trump's tweet kind of came out of nowhere on Sunday because it was just... there hadn't really been anything.
Well, actually, Fallon had just had an interview where he said he brought it back up again and said he deeply regretted humanizing.
I guess somebody asked him about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so he was asked about it and he answered the question. And then so Trump brings this up and he said that Fallon is whimpering to all that he did the famous hair show with me where he seriously messed up my hair and that he would have now done it differently because... it has said to have humanized me.
We have the official statement, Preston.
Okay.
Bing, bing, bong, yeah. Bong. Oh.
He is taking heat. He called and said, monster ratings, be a man, Jimmy. So he's going to donate in his name. RAICES, by the way, stands for Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services. And it's a Texas-based organization that provides legal assistance for immigrants.
I want to provide a service that comes up with names like that.
Yes.
It attaches a letter to a name and makes it a cool word.
Because you make up...
because it's like a puzzle.
Right, exactly. Yeah. How do you...
all right, we need an L word.
Right, exactly. The ex-girlfriend of Jersey Shore star Ronnie Ortiz Magro...
those lovebirds.
...was arrested in Las Vegas Sunday night on allegations of domestic battery with the couple's two-month-old daughter in the back seat. Jen Harley allegedly hit Ronnie in the face with her fist during a heated argument while driving home from a friend's barbecue.
Who was driving?
I don't know.
She was driving. I heard she dragged him.
After Ronnie tried to get out of the car, she drove away, dragging him over an unreported distance.
Can we talk about this?
Scraping his arm and giving him road rash. Harley was arrested Sunday night and is being held on $3,000 bail.
It's possible that these two should split.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they just weren't meant for each other.
Mm-hmm. But they are forever tethered. With a child.
With a child, which I'm sure they hoped would save the relationship. Not so much.
And so you end the relationship.
And you end the relationship and you see if you can figure out a way to co-parent without damaging this innocent poor child.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Harley was arrested Sunday night, being held on $3,000 bail. Us Weekly reports the couple broke up after some social media insults were exchanged in April.
Yeah. Remember when your parents used to fight on social media?
It used to embarrass
me. Yeah, the
me.
Hell out of it. Absolutely. MySpace fights.
And they both appeared to get into a fight on Instagram Live as well.
So oh.
How do you do that? Right. So are they both doing Instagram Live at the same time fighting? Commenting on the other person's Instagram Live.
Can you do a split screen fight? Is there a fight button on your Facebook?
There should be.
Instagram Live.
Yeah, I don't know. Grey's Anatomy star Katherine Heigl apologized in a series of videos posted on Instagram on Sunday for posting photos of her visit to a cemetery in Buffalo, New York.
I'm very sorry, and I apologize with all my heart.
She smokes a lot.
Some of the photos she posted that have since been deleted were of the actress posing alongside a memorial for her late brother, who died in 1986 from injuries suffered in a car accident.
Well, if it's your own brother.
Well, she also posted pictures along with her husband, singer-songwriter Josh Kelly, posing next to various monuments at the cemetery, including a selfie with an angel. And then a picture of her husband posing next to a headstone that had his name, like it was his exact name,
oh, okay.
Josh Kelly. And she wrote, he found his own grave, which was weird.
Okay.
Some people thought it was bad taste, but...
oh, yeah, I've seen people go around. They do it all the time over here at the... I'm having a brain fart now.
Laurel?
It was a historical cemetery, and they'll go in. They'll do what they call those scrapings or whatever, where they take
impressions, and take
pictures in there.
She said, it's kind of a heavy thing to go visit my loved one's graves, and I decided to find some moments of levity and humor and didn't realize how inappropriate I was being. I deeply apologize, and I thank you guys for understanding that sometimes I don't think things through clearly enough, and that I'm grateful for your input, and forgive me a heads up when I'm maybe going too far.
I think the core issue, Preston, though, is that she actually exhumed a few bodies with a shovel.
She said,
and then robbed them, cut fingers off them and stuff like that.
She said
she actually pissed in one coffin.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think I think to the casual viewer, that was considered in bad taste.
They left that part out of the story.
Oh, and she broke into a mausoleum, the whole thing.
She said, and thank you for forgiving me. Next time I will be more thoughtful about other people's feelings and not just my own. She realized the error of her ways after she received some criticism on her Instagram page. By the way, her family chose to donate her brother's organs to people needing organ transplants, and she's been an activist for organ donation as an adult. The family also created the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation. And she's been honored with the Presidential Service Award by the ASPCA for her dedication to animal work.
See, we don't hear about that stuff. We just hear about the grave robbing.
Mm-hmm. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah.
So Sunday night, allegations of plagiarism broke out against Childish Gambino, the rap alter ego of actor and musician Donald Glover, after an impromptu performance of his hit song This Is America with Jamie Foxx at Sunday's BET Awards. Many believe that Glover's 2018 hit, which discusses the harsh realities of many black Americans, was heavily inspired by New Jersey rapper Jay's Harley's 2016 song called American Pharoah. Murmurings of the song supposed unoriginality first took hold on Reddit. There was a thread, currently has more than 2,500 comments. Things escalated when Twitter users named Big Business, a music pundit and self-proclaimed troll, tweeted after Fox Glover's performance, Jamie Foxx talking about This Is America, and we found out Donald Glover stole the song today. Mm-hmm. Later retweeted another user who accused Glover of the same thing. Twitter predictably imploded, with users quickly taking sides in the imagined beef between Glover and Harley. Many shrugged it off, acknowledging that sampling older songs is pretty common in the industry, while some fans expressed disappointment over Glover's alleged plagiarism. Fans noted that while the beats behind each track are distinct, the song's structures are strikingly similar, and Glover's flow at times nearly indistinguishable from Harley's. So
I've heard countless rap songs that sound exactly like each other. There's just a structure to rap that sort of lends itself to that.
But a guy named Pham Rothstein, one half of Glover's management team, took to Twitter on Monday to squelch all the rumblings of plagiarism. He said, this song is 3 years old and we have Pro Tools files to prove it.
Ha!
And Rothstein later referred to his tweet as an official comment from Glover's label. But the guy who wrote the other song, American Pharoah, Harley, for his part, seems to be taking the allegations in stride. In a series of comments on Instagram, he said, I've always felt my song inspired This Is America from the first time I heard it. And he said he wasn't looking to cash in on any royalties, but he said a shout out would be cool.
Seems pretty nice.
He says it's all love at the end of the day. So that video is wild, man.
It is a pretty wild video.
That's a damn,
if that was done in one take, that's pretty amazing.
That's a damn good video.
Yeah, I love it.
It's very impressive. This is sad news from the world of television. Richard Harrison, known to Pawn Stars fans as the old man,
yeah,
died on Monday morning. He had a long battle with Parkinson's disease. His son, Rick Harrison, who co-starred and ran the pawn shop, announced on Instagram that his father died at age 77, surrounded by the ones he loved. But he said it was a long, slow, horrible.
Oh man, process. I didn't know that.
Yeah. He came off the show a few years ago, and he said we had just kind of been waiting around for it to happen, but he said it was pretty agonizing.
He was in the Navy. There are pictures of him as a young man, and, they obviously, a lot of the stuff was scripted on that show. Outside of the actual pawn, operations of the actual pawn shop itself, which I always find interesting.
Yeah.
This stuff that they manipulated behind the scenes to me was always boring.
Agreed.
And he was always the old curmudgeon sitting in the office. Do it yourself.
Yeah. I enjoyed more hearing about the products.
The history.
People came in, but his delivery and the way he would talk like this.
You're all pieces of crap.
He had his own style, no question.
They're trying to get me to eat rice cakes. I don't like rice cakes.
The hell are you doing that for?
I had a fight in the war for rice cakes. I don't like rice cakes.
But listen, he was a huge star in his years, and very successful shop run there in Vegas. 77 years old, so that's sad news. Deadpool 2 eclipsed the $700 million mark worldwide this weekend, which makes it the number 3 R-rated movie of all time, behind Deadpool and The Matrix Reloaded.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I know that The Last Temptation of Christ is on that list. Not The Last Temptation,
Passion.
The Passion of the Christ, because that was R-rated when it came out, right? Because of the violence?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
You'd have to look up the highest,
Highest grossing R-rated movies of all time.
Number three R-rated movie of all time is Deadpool. So Nick's pulling it up.
Number one, Passion of the Christ.
There we go.
Oh, there you go. This said it was behind Deadpool and The Matrix Reloaded. So
maybe it's domestic versus worldwide.
Maybe.
Maybe
I don't
know. The Passion Reloaded.
The Ryan Reynolds starring vehicle also became Fox International's biggest opening of all time with $176.31 million in 71 markets, beating previous record holder X-Men Days of Future Past. So that's a huge accomplishment for Deadpool. Academy Award winner, listen to this, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Is going to take on the role of disgraced Fox News founder Roger Ailes. Russell Crowe.
Okay.
As Roger Ailes.
That's going to have to be prosthetics.
That's going to have to
There's
be.
No way. You can't gain enough weight to create a neck like that.
It's like, who played Churchill recently?
Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had to do a lot of work on him, obviously.
There's no way.
Maybe they do that. TV Line reports that the limited run series will run for 8 episodes on Showtime. So it's going to be a multi-episode show.
I want you to eat some ribs while I fart.
Want me to eat some ribs while you fart?
Yeah, do that for me.
Okay.
And then tell me the news.
And what?
Tell me the news. I want you to hike up your skirt. I want you to eat ribs, and then I'm going to fart.
You are you should, disturbing.
You should see the look of disgust on Kathy's
disgusting.
Face when you
oh
say that.
Oh, my God. Awful.
All right, here's what I want you to do. I want you to have a spit string going down to Pop-Tarts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm dressed as a little baby. I crap on a blanket.
Very specific.
Yeah.
But it has to be the right Pop-Tart.
The flavor.
S'mores.
Toasted?
No. It's too hot.
Raw.
My hiney touches it, it'll hurt.
Listen, the dude was super duper rich. He could be as specific as he wanted.
I guess you're right.
You can demand what Pop-Tart you want when you want it.
And like you know what? Listen, it's not like I agree with Roger Ailes on anything, but
s'mores are good. They're really good. And you don't have to toast them. In fact, if you toast them, they get too hot, I think.
I like the spit string in there.
Did you?
So Russell Crowe. Well, I don't know if they'll leave those scenes in the
show not.
Or not.
Or maybe that's me. We'll see. It'll be interesting.
There were some shots of him when he was doing that auction of his own stuff recently.
Yes.
He has gained a lot of weight over the years. He's not looking exactly gladiator.
You know what, though? He, like, for example, in the Mummy movie, the Tom Cruise Mummy movie, he's stocky Russell Crowe.
Okay.
He carries it well.
Let's see what else here. YouTube finalized a deal for a 10-episode series starring and executive produced by Kirsten Dunst, called On Becoming a God in Central Florida. According to Deadline, the dark comedy series will stream on YouTube Premium in 2019. It centers around a water park employee who begins an ascent up a multi-billion-dollar pyramid scheme. So interesting. I haven't heard much about YouTube series.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of
them. Are
there? Oh, yeah. They're pushing their own content. Obviously, they have a whole bunch of shows as it is, but they're looking to do that crossover where you're watching it the way you'd watch Netflix or Hulu for actual television shows.
And by the way, I just got news. I'll have more of it on Music News later on. The Beatles have released their music to YouTube now.
Aha!
Awesome. Before, you couldn't get the official songs. You could get live versions and cover versions and stuff like that.
People would pop them up, and you'd be occasionally jump in and grab one, but they get yanked off pretty quickly.
Fran Drescher, star of 90s sitcom The Nanny, says that she hadn't processed being raped at gunpoint in 1985, and she had post-traumatic stress that affected her TV weight. Page Six reports that she had lost over 30 pounds in the 5 seasons that the show ran, and she often modeled coveted designer dresses while on the show. But apparently it had really affected her.
Yeah,
guys
broke in, apparently, tied up her boyfriend or husband at the time, I think boyfriend, and raped her.
Yeah, in front of the guy.
Yeah, think, yeah.
Right? It was horrible. And, you know, where she went and stayed was with Dan Aykroyd afterwards, had helped her out. It was horribly disturbing. It was just crazy that happened to her. So she's saying it really affected her big time and her weight back in the day. So she was doing an interview about that. Former Trump White House press secretary Sean Spicer is preparing to shoot a pilot for a talk show with Debmar Mercury, although no network is attached to the project.
Debmar's a robot.
Debmar is?
I'm not familiar with the name. Yeah.
According to the New York Times, the show will be called Sean Spicer's Common Ground, and it will be based around Spicer interviewing interesting public figures. So I don't know where that will land.
The premise is, Preston, that he and these public figures will be dropped somewhere around the world. They'll both be completely naked.
Oh, it's one of those shows. All right. Nick Loeb filed a new lawsuit against his former fiance Sofia Vergara in Louisiana in March to gain custody of their frozen embryos. And now Page Six is reporting that Loeb has moved to Louisiana in hopes of improving his chances of winning the case.
This is a weird legal battle.
He's been they've been really serious about it. He has.
Yes, about getting these eggs that have. Yes.
Yeah, frozen embryos.
Yeah.
The Modern Family star is currently married to actor Joe Manganiello.
Could you? All right. What? How does it all play out? So he gets them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can claim because it's not just
right.
Yours.
You go do it with a surrogate.
Yeah.
Then what? What is Sofia Vergara? What's her? Does she then at the point of birth? Does she have a legal responsibility to the child as well?
That's why why they're fighting because and it's sort of, it's a 50-50 thing.
Yeah.
Half his, half hers. Yep. Because these are fertilized.
They are fertilized. Yeah. Yes.
They're embryos.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. That continues. It's complicated. Ain't an easy one.
That's the Facebook posting. Complicated.
Ain't easy. And then finally, rapper turned actor T.I., a.k.a. Clifford Harris, is in talks to join Eddie Murphy in the upcoming Netflix movie, Dolomite Is My Name.
Ha ha!
According to The Hollywood Reporter.
We're huge Dolomite fans.
The biopic about comedian and film producer Rudy Ray Moore will also include Wesley Snipes, Mike Epps, Craig Robinson, and Titus Burgess.
We used to have a ton of Dolomite drops. I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah. So, anyhow, we'll see if that's going to come to pass. All right, we're ready for clips already. Woo! Let's get to those.
All right. You got the sheet?
No, I think we got mystery clips.
Yeah!
Steve's excited.
Very excited.
I think he's going to win.
You know how thrilled I get about this.
Over yet. Today's the 26th, right? Yeah, they're not sent over yet.
So, new semester means we have new interns working on our clips. So I was just going over them, and they are coming momentarily.
Okay, Marissa is.
One's over.
Hitting the button.
I get to play, too.
Okay.
As we speak. Okay. Awesome. All right, so Casey, you don't know either?
I have no idea.
Clip number one.
I felt like if it was going to be somebody to hook me up, it has to be somebody who knows me. He's seen me over the years on Housewives. He always seems like he has a special interest in my love life.
All right, Steve?
NeNe Leakes?
Is it NeNe Leakes, Marissa?
It is not.
It is not.
Near.
Anyone else?
It's near leaks.
near leaks.
I have no idea. I don't watch Housewives.
All right. The Love Connection is a show that tries to help people find somebody to love. This season follows Portia Williams.
Oh,
God. They think Love Connection's a whole season with one person.
Portia Williams.
As she tries to find Mr. Right here, Portia discusses why she's trusting the host with her love life.
Okay.
All right, so Portia Williams is on that show, and she's also on Dish Nation, Preston.
Oh,
show they wanted us to be on. No. We dodged a bullet on that one.
All right, ready for the next clip?
Yes.
Here it is.
These clans haven't let go of previous animosities, so there's a lot of drama, a lot of beef. In order to keep the riots at a minimum, she's had to come up with a way to reprimand their bad behavior.
What?
Holy Christ.
She's had to come up with a bad way to... Blah, blah, blah. I have no idea. I'm not the slightest idea.
Oh, God, no, nobody knows. It's Maria Avrapopoulos.
Oh, forget that.
From what?
From 100?
Marissa?
She's on the post-apocalyptic series, The 100, where friends part. Here, Marie explains her role that the character plays. The 100 airs tonight at 9 on the CW.
All right, Marissa, I do know The 100. I don't know her.
You need to warn us if mystery clips are gettable or not.
I was trying my best. They also started with, like, a performance. We're getting there. We're we're teaching and we're learning. There's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes here.
If that particular game, if you had to name
something like that, someone speaking, and I were doing a Bucksco versus Delco type of thing with like Kathy and Casey, I would be horrible at it.
Yes.
I would never get that.
Well, my partner just texted me, and she knew the mystery clip. So if there is anything like that, maybe we're in luck.
Yeah, right. Preston, I had no idea who...
she would watch Real Housewives. Yeah.
In The Incredibles 2, yeah. the guy that's, you know, he's the billionaire or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, I knew that voice.
Oh, see, I knew that was Bob Odenkirk. Right,
I had no idea, and I was like playing along.
And I also knew his sister, although the actress's name always escapes me, but I knew her from 40-Year-Old Virgin and Get Out and, you know, all the movies. She's
Catherine Keener?
What? Yes.
Catherine Keener. Oh, yeah. She's great.
Yeah. So
she's in Incredibles, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
She plays one of the main characters in the movie, so... But this game, I never get this right.
Out of the context, sometimes you get completely lost.
So speaking of Bucksco versus Delco, it is day number two that we're headed
Finish
for.
Them.
And you never know what's going to end up happening.
Bucksco versus Delco. Fight.
And we will get to it a little bit after 8 o'clock. Kathy has a partner coming in. Casey has a partner coming in for this particular contest that we're going to do this morning. Not as physical as yesterday was.
No.
A little more mental and a little chemistry involved, meaning how they react with a friend of theirs who is also from the same county.
How well do you read each other?
That's part of it. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not all just about Delaware County or Montgomery County, Bucks County.
I hope it's not about Montgomery County.
Yeah, that's right.
let's leave that out of it for now.
It's how you guys competed against each other and how you can work well with others. So that's what we're going to find out today. So each day has a little different aspect to it. And that's what we're working on in this morning's edition of Bucksco versus Delco, which we'll get to in the 8 o'clock hour. Let's take a break. Come back in a second. Don't miss a bit of it. We're going to have Ed Rendell on the program, too. And we have a Tattoos Day taking place. We'll be right back.
The Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live when you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
Hi, Grandma.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. Where'd Casey go?
I don't know.
He's crying somewhere.
Casey boy to the air studio.
Just curious where he went. I mean, we need our competitors here when we eventually get to Bucksco versus Delco. And by the way, some people texting in missed yesterday's show. Don't know what the latest is. Kathy's up 1-0, actually 200-0. She got 200 points yesterday. The total points are going to be added up at the end of the week, and that's going to determine our winner of Bucksco versus Delco. So she's ahead from the driving competition we had yesterday.
Day one will be argued forever now on Twitter I was besieged with people pointing out what they felt was an inadequacy in the whole thing.
Yeah, traffic patterns and things like
that.
What
we can say is this. There's more days remaining, and some of them can quite clearly favor Casey. You never know.
We'll see.
I actually was annoyed with it because I wanted to, like... You know, it kind of won by default. Uh-huh. I wanted to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but you think it was too easy?
Not that it was too easy. It was, I mean, there was an unforeseen accident that, know what I mean? I wish that accident wasn't there. And we could have seen who actually got out of the county quickest.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the heart of a true competitor. Then.
But listen, a win is a win, right? I got 200 points. Woo! Yeah.
Battle rages on. We'll see where we stand at the end of today's show. This is where he was.
Delco.
Wait, he lost in that one, didn't he?
Delco.
Yeah,
he did. Delco.
I want to hear some more of this. Delco.
Delco.
All right. Well, it continues on. Hey, at home.
On the home front.
I actually cleaned out my real junk drawer.
No,
are you kidding me?
I did. So I need to clean out my more figurative junk drawer, which is here before me. And I have several items to go through this morning. So why don't we do this very thing?
The point is to stop this stuff from rotting.
By the way, Bucksco versus Delco coming up after the bizarre foul.
All right.
We're going to get to that. That's when that round
begin your wagering.
Hey, Toys R Us is finally going out of business for good. It is closing the last of its stores this week.
I went yesterday.
Did you?
Yes.
Was there anything on the shelves?
Well, so I just wanted to see. I mean, really, I was looking for Legos because Jace is obsessed with them. Of course, they were completely sold out of those.
Yes,
it's very bare. It is, I would say, less than a quarter of the store. They kind of have everything consolidated, at least the one that I went to. I went out into King of Prussia. But we got some stuff. Like, if you filtered through it, there was a lot of Star Wars stuff that was left. Awesome new lightsaber that has different parts to it. We got a couple of Star Wars toys. We got some other stuff. I shopped for my cousin's daughter for her birthday. I bought her, I left with four bags of stuff for her for $35.
Whoa. How many other women did you have to punch in the face?
It really wasn't like that. It was kind of, it was a type of situation where you had to filter through what was left to find it. Like, it was, you know, you had to look to see. And there were some, like, there was one of this toy that she apparently wants for her birthday. There was one left.
Just one?
It was normally, like, $45. I got it for $11.
I get emotional, I think. Yeah. You know?
How old was this girl that you were shopping for?
Four.
Okay.
She's turning five.
Is there anything for us? You know?
For my son.
So, There was something video game oriented that Jace wanted, but we didn't have the system. But it was came in a huge box. It was like a whole, came with like a big gun, and I don't know exactly what it was, but it had like the sensor wrapped around it. So I guess it was a decent price. And then they also had a R2-D2 toy that had a sensor around it that opened up into some like play set. So I would imagine that was pretty expensive too. But everything in the store was 70% off.
70%.
Kathy's right. Anytime I've ever gone to a store that is going out of business, and I'm like, find some great stuff here. It's garbage.
Well,
it's garbage. Also, it's leftover, and you got to sift through it before you find one or two things that you don't really need, but you're going to buy anyway because it's cheap, you know?
Yeah, it gets pre-picked on, too. So you have, like, the employees and stuff will zero on the stuff. They know that it's going away.
Well, and I saw, like, there was also this big Razor made it. It was kind of like a little, you sat on it type of scooter thing, and there was one left. And I saw a family, and they were like, oh, my God, there's one left. So there were some
things. And then you scooped it up.
Yeah. I was like, hey, I was here
first.
What is this? No, but, you know, like, they were excited to find that. And I guess there was some sort of, like, playground set or something left, and I heard a guy saying,
like, a full playground set.
I don't know, I just heard him say playground, so I don't know if it was maybe like the play school, like, plastic thing, or either way, I saw him and he was really excited to get it for his daughter.
So did they just have one part of the store closed off where the stuff was?
Yeah, like the majority of the store is roped off.
Shuttered and closed.
Yeah, yep.
And I couldn't take it.
But they were even selling, I saw a sign, so they were selling like fixtures and stuff like that.
See,
like back in like the electronics department.
That's
cool. Like, they were selling like the lights and like the desks and all of that.
Yeah, and a lot of times they'll sell the showroom cases and things like that.
Yep.
The shelves. Yep. They want to get rid of and squeeze
everything.
Every penny they can out of there.
Yeah, when Strawbers and Clothier went out of business back in the day, my mom got a clothing rack, and that was my closet, because I had at that point lived on the third floor, and I had no closets, but I had two rooms. So my one room turned into
an outlet store.
It was pretty wild, but it was great. You know, I had tons of closet space, essentially.
Toys R Us had 735 stores in the U.S. when it said that it would be shutting down. But this week, the last of them are closing.
Very sad. The end of an era.
And you know what? I kind of went again. We went a few months ago, maybe 2 months ago, and things were really only like 30-40% off. We got a few things, but I heard that they were closing. They were all closing Friday. So I kind of went just to check out what they had, but also like to go one more time. Because even Jace was saying, he was like, I'm so sad this is going to be closing, you know? So we kind of went just for the novelty of it.
So, Kath, I like a bargain too. And I'm not going to say it on air where I found it, but because you go down the shore a lot, I found sunscreen for $3.99.
Dear God!
What kind of sunscreen?
All right, so do you use spray on at all?
I use the spray on, yeah.
Okay. It's like Copper Tone.
Okay, because I won't use the store brand, stain the bathing suits. I only use Copper Tone.
Casey?
Okay.
May I recommend that I walk with you out to your car later on? Because people are going to try to throttle you for that information.
Well, I just, because I go into the store like every, I don't know, like 2 weeks or so.
Hey, sunscreen's,
and there it is.
Like, yeah,
it's expensive.
It's like $9 a bottle.
And when you're out.
Don't even talk, because the stuff I buy is like house paint. Because yeah. I have to be blocked out the yin yang.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so if you want to get a Toys R Us this week, it's
yeah,
wrapping
Friday
up.
Friday they close.
All right, let me go back in here. I have other things I want to get to.
Come on.
Diving in the junk drawer.
Everybody's going to clean itself.
There are a growing number of cases of people reporting that they've developed an allergy to red meat after being bitten by what's called a Lone Star tick. Dr. Scott Common said that there were just a few dozen cases of the developed allergy 10 years ago.
And they're allergic to red meat now.
But he's confident that there are now more than 5,000 cases because the tick's range is growing.
Meat, it's not for dinner.
Lone Star ticks have been found in the Southeast as well as in New York, Minnesota, and Maine. For reasons doctors aren't sure of, the Lone Star tick bite causes the immune system to produce antibodies to a sugar found in red meat.
Jeez.
Called alpha-gal sugar. People who are diagnosed with the allergy are told to stop eating beef, pork, and lamb. Just stop eating it. That would suck, man.
That would totally suck. I mean, I got bit by a tick a few weeks
and
ago.
And your nut sack, right?
Right next to my nut sack. Okay. Yeah, and if that ended up with me being allergic to red meat, I might have to just check out.
Well, I read an article about there is a new onslaught of insects with viruses and a whole bunch of new ticks,
mm-hmm.
that they say in the article that we are not prepared for.
God,
and I had
ticks.
Not heard about. Yes.
I hate them.
Little bastards.
They're just evil creatures. They burrow in your skin. I mean, how gross.
Yeah, little.
It's just nasty.
Freaking.
And they're all
ticks.
Over the damn place. So my one dog escapes our backyard all the time. She runs up on this hill, and it's just a tick farm up there.
You
she comes
the,
back almost every time.
What's that stuff called? That you put on their necks?
Yeah, no. We actually Frontline? Have.
Frontline?
Frontline, yeah.
Frontline. Uh-uh.
Our dog wears the super-duper nuclear collar, mm-hmm. you know, for that. But just still, if they come in to the house, they'll carry them in.
Yeah.
It may not affect the dog, but now the tick is in the house.
Yep, and my daughter's ended up with a couple of ticks on her and think that it's because of that.
Yeah.
My buddy, Will, who does reenactments, you know, Civil War reenactments, he went out not that long ago, and he said, dude, I think I pulled a couple dozen ticks off of me. He got into a patch of something, and he said he's never seen anything like it.
No, man, no.
Yeah.
And then you know the second you see them,
yeah.
or when you see them and then they've started to feed and you pop them.
Yeah. But he already had Lyme disease. So, mm-hmm. Casey, you ended up with Lyme disease, right?
I did, but we caught it early.
Is much more manageable nowadays. It used to be a real, real issue.
Well, you have to catch it early,
still,
though.
Maybe. I can't. Yeah. I may be speaking out of turn, but
I'm still taking antibiotics. I mean, they gave me an antibiotic to take essentially for a month.
Yeah. But now a red meat?
Are you kidding me?
Allergy? All right,
where's the one that stops you from enjoying spanking it?
Let's eradicate all these things.
Yes.
If at all, it's not possible, but wouldn't that be nice?
What would happen to the world if we had no ticks?
That's a good question. I don't know what.
What possible service do the ticks provide to nature? What's their benefit?
Yeah.
Explain it.
There usually is some sort of benefit for most.
Would a controlled nuclear explosion be that bad?
Yeah.
And begin again?
Isn't it? Don't possums eat tons of ticks?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah, they do.
Both.
Yeah, I know.
But I'd be fine if they all blew up.
You know what? You never find a possum burrowing into your nutsack.
Wait a second. Put a tick in a bomb. Feed a bomb to a possum and feed a shark with the possum.
No.
Is that too many?
You're indiscriminately killing. You have hired labor here. You have the possums eating the ticks.
Yeah.
You need to encourage the possum population.
And then feed the possum to the shark who has the bomb.
Yes.
Okay. Mm.
Hang on to the possums.
Yeah.
I think are okay. All right, anyhow, watch out. Even yet another reason to make sure that you take precautions to avoid ticks. What?
It says it right up here. Well, harbor ticks and disease by possum. It's half an article, so I can't read it.
A possum can kill and eat some 5,000 ticks in a single session.
Boom.
Okay.
So basically, I need a pet possum.
I need like five pet possums.
You already got mosquito shield.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, let me go back into the junk drawer.
A lot of stuff.
All right, so you may think a hot day is a good excuse to eat ice cream, and you'd be overestimating the treat's ability to cool you down. Scientist Peter Porterville of the University of Queensland writes in for the conservation that the effect of ice cream's temperature is rapidly outweighed by the heat generated by digesting it.
Oh.
Instead, he says you should drink small amounts of warm beverages like tea or eat hot, spicy food with chilies, as these will both make you Ooh. Sweat more and thus cool down.
Come on, kids, no. get in the car. We're going out for warm tea.
No.
Woo! Shotgun!
Who wants warm tea?
Who wants to go to the warm tea store? Woo!
Well, you know what? Jace always wants hot chocolate, like still wants hot chocolate. I'm like, no.
In the summer?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, don't you want, you know, do you want to get like a milkshake instead? He's like, no. I want hot chocolate. I'm like, okay.
Wow. And he just looks at you and says,
oh, shut up, woman.
Basically.
But he says that's why spicy foods are actually popular in warm climates, because they make you sweat and that cools you off.
So does CNC Music Factory, Preston.
Don't make you sweat till you bleed. Is that dope enough? Indeed.
My wife drinks hot tea on a hot day. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hot tea on a hot day?
She loves it.
No way, yeah. man. Wow. I need it ice cold, which would be
ice cold. I don't take, but let me tell you something. Regardless.
There you go.
Ice cream on a hot day. Oh. I don't give a rat's ass if it warms you up or whatever.
It's the best.
Awesome.
Yeah. I would agree.
Do you go with soft or do you go with the
either.
Scoot.
Either. I like them both, man.
Whatever's available.
Yep.
I was at a party last summer and we made ice cream, which really is delicious, and it was a lot of fun.
And then when the ambulance arrived.
Well, dude.
It's hard work. It's,
yeah. Jesus Christ. There were like three or four adult men making and cranking it. And it was out. We were outside.
Yeah.
We earned that ice cream by the end of it, man, because that crank is difficult to turn around.
I can't breathe.
I'm so tired.
I can't breathe.
We have this thing. It's a plastic ball, and inside of it you put ice, and then there's a cylinder that goes in,
yeah.
and you mix the cream and the sugar, and that's pretty much all it takes to make ice cream, a little bit of vanilla.
And salt.
And then you put
salt on the outside.
Salt goes in the ice. It doesn't actually go in the cream. If you want to make the ice even colder, you do that. But anyhow, and you roll the ball around for 20 minutes.
Right.
And then you got ice cream.
Does it come out?
It is
good?
Some of the tastiest ice cream I've ever had.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You definitely earn it.
It's really easy to make. But ice cream, homemade ice cream, you don't get the ones you actually turn the damn crank, dude. They have them where you plug them into the frickin' wall.
I know.
Preston, they used to do it all the time in Mayberry. Remember them sitting out on the porch making ice cream?
Yeah, we thought it'd be fun at the party.
Yeah.
We were wrong.
Hey, let's have fun.
We were wrong.
Let's crank this for an hour.
It's fun. Yeah. It's so fun.
You know what? I need to get a homemade ice cream machine because it is really good making your own.
What we need. We need to get one of those. I will buy it for here.
Okay.
We make our own ice cream during the show?
Yeah, but they're as noisy.
I don't care.
As a rock tumbler.
Well, just
Steve.
Put it right behind Marissa's desk, and then we'll be fine.
We can do it in the office.
That plastic one that you were talking about, Preston. I think there's one that you can literally play with outside. Like you can play soccer with it and kick it around, and it makes ice cream by the end of it.
I believe it.
I saw that advertised
at
one point.
Yeah.
Why don't you buy the one that you put in a runaway car?
Okay.
All right. So anyhow, warm tea, warm drinks.
If
you're asking.
All right, what else we got here? Okay.
Sorry. You're just making your own ice cream.
Well, I had to. No, it was a loogie.
Oh, God almighty.
I still have a little bit left.
No, I can't wait till everyone's healthy.
This is the most pernicious. I dodged the bullet on that, by the way, Preston.
This is an interesting story. And
is it a heartwarming story from Preston's Corner?
It's a cool story. Somebody passed away, but it's a pretty cool story about a war hero. Out of the UK, by the way. It's so funny, man. I've given stories about foreign soldiers before, and believe it or not, I've had people give me crap that I'm not telling a story about an American. Shut up. This is a cool story.
You've also told stories about American
Many
soldiers.
Many times I
Countless
have.
Countless times.
Pull that out of your ass and just whatever. Yeah. All right. The last remaining survivor with a Victoria Cross from the Korean War has died. His name is Sergeant Bill Speakman. Passed away on Wednesday at the age of 90, surrounded by his family. He received the highly respected Victoria Cross Award from the Queen. And this is what's really interesting about it. After holding his ground against 600 enemy troops during the Korean War in 1951 when he was just 24 years old. And the interesting, very interesting part about it is a majority of that happened using as weapons beer bottles.
Bottles.
What? Yes. Sergeant Speakman and six other men apparently fought off the Chinese and North Korean soldiers using beer bottles after they ran out of grenades for approximately 4 hours. His citation for the award read, Private Speakman's heroism under intense fire throughout the operation and when painfully wounded was beyond praise and is deserving of supreme recognition. Now, wild, they just improvised and they managed to hold them off.
What exactly were they doing? Are they just hurling the beer bottles at them? Or were they making, like, Molotov cocktails?
I don't have the details on that. Maybe Nick can look it up.
They were shaking them up.
And see, but I don't know if they were, you know, if they were using them as bombs or not, or if they were just throwing them at these people.
That's pretty amazing.
And I have read stories where they've actually, in the war, and this might have been, it might have been World War I or World War II, where they were using them to bribe. They were using the booze to save their asses by you know, giving the beer away. There are only 9 living people left with a Victoria Cross Award. Following the war, he had several jobs, including working as a firefighter and eventually moved to South Africa. Speakman, who was married 3 times and had a total of 7 children, returned to the UK in 2015, and he spent the rest of his days there. But beer bottles, improvising. Nick?
So the ground was so frozen that when they would throw grenades, they would just bounce off the ground and be ineffective. So it was hand-to-hand combat, and the beer bottles were used in the combat.
As broken, jagged knives?
Yeah, and literally throwing. Throwing them and using them to beat over the head.
Wow, that is crazy. Yeah. Can you imagine you're in that kind of fight?
Yeah, that's nuts. So he's one of the last few remaining, or was one of the last few remaining Victoria Cross winners. But that I thought that was interesting how he had managed, he and those other guys had managed to improvise and use beer bottles.
And they called in the heavy artillery, pressed in 40 ounces.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bring in the 40s.
See, nice.
Nice. All right, what else we got here?
Come on. I'm enjoying this.
How about this? Cheating husbands and wives might be most common in Seattle, according to a report from infidelity website Ashley Madison.
Is that thing still valid and legit after it was proven that they were creating false accounts?
According to a report from them, it was of course, for married men, and women analyzed this 2017 data and revealed which cities had the most member signups per capita in a release. And the data specifically was pulled from the summer of 2017 and also found that women signups hit an all-time high in July. So Seattle's top spot might partly be because it is the birthplace of Starbucks, Ashley Madison suggests.
They've tied Starbucks into Ashley Madison.
As the coffee chain has the most used gift cards by men who purchase credits on the website.
So
Denver came in second, then Dallas, then Philadelphia.
We're in the top 3 or 4.
The global leader for affairs is what it boasts itself as, Ashley Madison. So I found that interesting that number 4 on the list was Philadelphia.
So that is still their main focus. You want to have a relationship outside your marriage.
Right.
The website is still up and it says life is short, have an affair.
Yes. More pretend women than any other site in America.
Well, it has more than 54 million member accounts and a little over half of Ashley Madison's users are female. According to their stats. Yeah.
Hi. My name's Debbie.
Yes.
Really?
So I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt, but Philadelphia in the top 5. So it goes Seattle, Denver, Dallas, Philadelphia, San Jose, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Houston, Charlotte, and then Austin.
I had a friend one time.
Was at the top 10.
It was a good friend who kept going outside the marriage and was having affairs. I'm like, dude, I can't be your friend because guess what? I happen to like your wife a lot and I'm not going to be complicit in lying and acting like this is not going on.
Yeah, man, that's a tough position to be in.
Couldn't do it.
Your friend is messing around and you know all about it and you're friends with both of them. You can't.
Nah.
You got to fade away on
that. He understood,
too. Friendship. Yep. Really?
Yeah, he did.
Whatever ended up happening, do you have any idea?
They got divorced.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she found out about it or did he just leave her?
Yeah. She found out about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's playing with fire, man. So Philadelphia apparently loaded with people playing with fire.
Oh, you miserable. And how many ticks, too, Preston?
Oh, millions. Millions.
Ticks and cheaters.
All right. How about this? Another thing for the junk drawer. So you've likely spooned with someone before. And by that, I mean cuddling.
Yeah, okay. You and I do it all the time. We get in early and it's just our thing.
Not the sexual act. But in a heterosexual relationship, the man is usually the big spoon and the woman is the little spoon. But as it turns out, It's a good thing if the man wants to be the little spoon.
I like being the little spoon.
You like being the little spoon?
My wife can't cover me as a proper spoon.
Uh-huh. You would smother her.
Yeah.
If you're laying against
I have to be the big spoon or else she's basically a suppository.
Psychoanalyst Steve McEwen says men that prefer to be the little spoon are more likely to be submissive, pleasing, and in touch with their feminine side.
Yes, dear.
So that's Casey.
Yeah.
And you are in touch with your feminine side.
Yeah. Look at my
favorite toenails. You're not submissive.
Well, I don't know what I am. I like it all,
I'd
man.
I'd be the little spoon, yeah. man. Give cut a guy some slack. A male that is in touch with his sensitive side can be more compassionate and definitely different from the traditional male. And he adds that these men are likely to have heightened emotional intelligence as well.
Have you ever tried sporking?
No.
It's interesting.
How do you do that?
It's a little more prongy.
Okay. Yeah.
No, right. But there is... all right, so there's spooning and then there's forking.
Yeah, yeah.
And forking is just the spoon, but, you know, the hot dog is in the buns.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know it is intercourse.
Really
yeah.
Forking?
It's butt stuff.
Okay. All right, I was not aware of that. Interesting.
How about melon bowling?
You feel free to make
totally
that one
fun,
up.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. What else we got here? Dogs are great companions, obviously, and about 8% of workplaces in the U.S. now allow them to join their owners in the office, according to the Society of Humane Resource Management.
I'm noticing more and more animals in various businesses when I go in.
Yes.
No, well, Urban Outfitters has forever done that. I mean, but you can bring, like, your big old German Shepherd to work if you want. It's not little dogs.
Yeah, several studies have shown dogs in the workplace provide more social support for employees as well as more opportunities for coworkers to interact in a positive setting. And it also offers a logistical advantage as employees who own dogs are able to avoid missing work to go home in the middle of the day to feed their dog quickly or rushing home at the end of the day to tend to their pet. But of course, not all dogs are perfect for office environments and not all employees enjoy dogs. Sociologist Anna Akbari says the only person that is almost guaranteed to benefit from bringing the dog to work is the owner of that dog.
So everyone else does not benefit.
Not everyone, but the likelihood of everyone else in the office having that same bond and affinity for their animals is very low. I think it's bond is supposed to be. It says very low.
So I saw an elevator study the other day. There's a screen in our elevator, and it has stats from time to time. And it said something to this effect, and I'm not going to get the exact stats right, but it was people would give up vacation time and salary in order to be able to bring their dog to work, like a huge percentage of people in this survey. And I found that to be like, it's nice to bring a dog to work, but I'd take vacation and salary.
Tell you what, let's do this. They do that, and the people who don't like having dogs around get the extra salary and vacation days.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm a happy man.
Okay.
Works for me.
I like that
now,
trade.
Listen, I own dogs. I think dogs are great. I don't like dogs in the office.
Yeah,
I
agree.
It's not, I would never. ever bring my own dog to the office. It's not a place for
dogs. Well, that's
because
they would chew through the walls here. Well,
that too.
Yeah, and chew through the wires and piss all over the floor.
But I don't. It's like bringing a child to work. I don't think it's the right place.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
But they love it, and get your dog out of my office. Let's go on to the next item. So there's been a social media study. Pew has posted the results of its first new teens social media and technology survey in 3 years. And the results of the survey show that the social media services teens find most important in 2018 are widely different from what they found important in 2015.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So what is more important to teens now?
Here are the platforms teens say they use the most in 2018. YouTube is number one. So I guess that's sort of social media, right?
Well, it's becoming more and more.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, people are using the chat functions and the comments section on YouTube as social media.
Number two is Instagram. Number three is Snapchat. Number four is Facebook. Five is Twitter, which is interesting. I thought Twitter might be above Facebook for teens, but... and then you have Reddit and then none of the above. So, but in percentage, 85% YouTube, 72% Instagram, 69% Snapchat, 51% Facebook, and 32% Twitter.
What is the face life of any of the of your post on any of those social media things?
What is the
forever?
No, no, no. What I mean is, like, when, like, so you post something on Instagram and you may get likes and comments for, what, a day and a half?
I find that Instagram actually generates more people if they're, when they first follow you, a lot of times they tend to go back through your postings and then you'll start to get comments based on that.
But I think he means the bulk of it, the actual, when it's living and breathing and then it kind of fizzles off. I'd say, a day and a half to 2 days.
Yep. It is funny, though, because the algorithm that changed on Instagram over the last, 6 months or so makes it's not chronological anymore. So you'll see something that was posted 3-4 days ago. Sometimes, you know, like if we go on vacation or take a weekend or whatever, and I come on our Instagram account here at the radio station, the Preston and Steve Show account, I'll see stuff from last week that we just never got to in the scrolling process. And I find that odd. I personally prefer chronological. But
so do I.
And because I feel like...
Well, and I feel like I'm missing,
scrolling back.
And I feel like I'm missing some stuff, too.
It seems like very little rhyme or reason in my brain.
Yeah.
Do you actually go to do you go online to Instagram, Preston, or do you use your phone app mostly to check Instagram?
Instagram is more phone friendly.
Okay.
There are some aspects of it that it won't allow you to use on your computer.
Yeah. You can't post.
Yeah.
But you can comment.
I mainly do that on my phone. But here's the comparison of 2015. Facebook was number one. So it was 71% across the board. And then Instagram. And then Snapchat, Twitter, Google, Vine, and Tumblr.
Vine.
And YouTube wasn't even on there.
What about Chat Roulette?
Is Vine gone?
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah, it's been replaced. It was eaten up by competing sites.
You can still see Vine videos on YouTube and other places, but Vine itself as an app, as an entity, was deleted. And Facebook bought Instagram a couple years ago, too. So Facebook's still winning in a roundabout way.
Where did Snapchat fall on that, or is it on that, Preston?
It is third and remains third. It was in 2015, it was third, and now it's third. But it had 41% choosing in 2015, and now almost 70%.
When I want to see an immediate reaction to something, Instagram.
Yeah.
When I post something, it starts
in mere seconds.
Rifling in.
Yep.
My Facebook got hacked the other day.
And I had to really?
Yeah, I had to go through the whole process of securing it and all that, and I had to do it 3 times in order to bump the person who had got into my account off.
How did you know it was hacked?
Because people were commenting on a post, and I'm like, what the hell is this? It was...
What is Hope Solo's butthole?
No, it was a link to to movies that make you cry. Like, it wasn't even anything... And then there were two other, like, personality tests... posts.
Okay.
Remember, that was one of the things how they originally got into Facebook, breach. So I had to go through the whole process. And you could see that the person was active in, I think he was in D.C.
Was it a person or like a bot?
I don't know. I don't know. It said that it was active from a mobile phone.
Interesting.
So I don't know.
Huh. Mm. Because a lot of times they'll do, they'll send out these algorithms and they'll just sort of take over sites. And that they get the hits that way.
And it was, it was just a link. So clearly they wanted hits, I guess, on that link. So maybe it was, but it was still showing a device that was logged into my account.
Okay, interesting. All right, well, it's social media. It's constantly changing. People have their preferences. Things come in and out of fashion, and same thing online as well. All right, that's all I got in junk drawer for now. We got some other things we'll get to eventually. I do have a whole lot of stuff. But how about this, man? We got a movie screening coming up. We get the best movies, Yang. I can say that without question. We're very proud of it. And we have a pair of passes to an IMAX 3D screening of Ant-Man and the Wasp.
This is
going to be Monday, July 2nd, 7:30 at the UA King O'Prasha.
All right.
So let's take 5 callers right now, and you will be able to go to it. 215-263-WMMR. So once again, that's July 2nd. IMAX 3D, Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's 7:30. You'll need to be there no later than 7 o'clock.
Reviews have said that it's like after, you know, Infinity War and all this stuff, that this is just sort of like a jewel. Like out of the blue comes this Ant-Man movie, Ant-Man and Wasp, and it's great action sequences and very funny.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it. Hits theaters nationwide on July 6th. So let's get you on board. 215-263-WMMR. We're getting the B-File next. And then after that, round 2.
Bucksco versus Delco.
Oh, boy!
They're going at it again, friends. Kathy's leading so far. Where do we go next? You'll find out with us. We'll be back in a moment.
This summer. Surprise! The MM Army is hitting house parties throughout the Delaware Valley, delivering our summer house party pack. Got a backyard barbecue, pool party, summer shindig? No matter what the party, we're going to help you get it started right. With food from Philly's own Dietz and Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, a case of Bud Light Lime or Bud Light Orange, and backyard party games courtesy of Jeff D'Ambrosio Auto Group. Hit up the contest page at WMMR.com to register your party to win MMR's Summer House Party Pack from 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks your summer.
I'd say congratulations to a member of the MMR family, our buddy Jason Fan and his wife Tara, and now big sister Tegan have a new member of the family, and they just had a baby yesterday. Congratulations. Aww. And welcome to the world, Isla Marie Fahan. Actually, she was born on, it was Monday, 2:48 a.m. Well, that must have been lovely, staying up all night and then cranking out a baby. 7 pounds, 5 ounces. What great names, man. Tegan and Isla. Those are wonderful names. Mama and baby are doing well. Tegan will be 5 in July and is really excited about being a big sister. So congratulations to Jason and Tara and Tegan. That's cool, man.
That is cool.
Nice job, guys. We have the bizarre file. Let's do that right now because I got some great stories for you.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you by Sequoia Outback. Create the backyard of your dreams during Sequoia Outback's annual 4th of July sale, 09 in Hatfield, or online at decksupplies.com. All right, we're going to start with this. I'm sure you saw this story, Steve. An Ohio police officer has been fired following an investigation into a traffic stop involving his daughter's boyfriend.
Yes.
The incident took place when Lorain Police Patrolman John Kovach, a 26-year veteran of the force, initiated a traffic stop investigators determined was purely personal and an abuse of power. Dash cam video of the incident shows an agitated Kovach approach a stopped vehicle, and he says, "You can get out." And the driver says, "For what?" And he says, "You're going to jail." And he said, "For what?" And then the officer said, "Have a seat in my car. We'll make some S up as we go." Kovach later told the investigators the driver was his daughter's boyfriend and that he did not approve of their relationship. Police say Kovach found the boyfriend by tracing his daughter's computer to a friend's home in the neighborhood. The boyfriend did as he was asked and sat in Kovach's cruiser. Three other passengers were left in the stopped car. The mother of two of the passengers came out of her home, nearby home. Kovach told the woman his daughter's computer was in her house. She initially gave him permission to search the home, but later requested that he come back with a warrant. Kovach then allegedly threatened to give the woman's daughter a $300 ticket for not wearing a seatbelt. The mother says that she was calling 911, and at this point, Kovach noticed that his daughter was in the stopped vehicle. She initially refused order to go with Kovach, saying that she is 18, can't be arrested without cause, but eventually she gets in the cruiser, and she says, "You have to give me a reason by law. Daddy, why are you pushing me? Why are you effing pushing me? Why are you doing this?" And he said, "Get in the car." While all this is going on, Kovach has reportedly been ignoring dispatchers trying to send him to a road rage incident as well.
Oh, so he's blowing off another thing to do this. Now, this is something he could have handled in private time.
Absolutely. Well, he should have handled in private time. He said they felt that it warranted immediate dismissal, the director said. The police department's union is appealing the decision. Kovach told fellow officers his ex-wife had alerted him to a post that his daughter's boyfriend made on Facebook saying that he was going to put Caitlin, the daughter, out as a prostitute to make money for the two of them. But when interviewed, the ex-wife said she didn't know what Facebook post he was talking about. She did say that she believed he was trying to be a father and did not want him to lose everything. And she and Kovach have concerns about the daughter's boyfriend. But you can't do that.
They can have concerns. Yeah, you just can't do it this way.
No. Security cameras outside of a Pennsylvania home are rolling when an attempted truck thief was foiled by his inability to make a three-point turn.
Oh, boy.
The Ben Salem Police Department posted a video to YouTube showing the man attempting to steal a pickup truck.
which had been left unlocked in a driveway with the keys inside. The man attempts to make a 3-point turn around the car parked behind the truck, but repeatedly hits the other vehicle.
I wonder where the truck driver was from, though.
That they didn't say. The would-be thief eventually gets out of the truck and just left, and he fled on foot. So they're looking for this guy. A New Jersey man looking to save time and money found a new way to commute. Dressed in a suit and hauling a briefcase, Scott Holt paddled on a paddleboard across the Hudson River on Thursday, creating an unusual sight for commuters on the New York Waterway Ferry.
Looks like an executive paddleboarding across the river.
Holt, who lives in Jersey City, said that he was late for his meeting and didn't want to be on anyone's schedule, so he grabbed his board and paddled to Manhattan. He said it was fun. It was challenging, but a cool way to see the city for free. North Jersey native said that he didn't think about the dangers of his expedition until later on. He said, I didn't think about ferry propellers chopping my head up until afterwards. He said, ignorance is bliss. But the police and ferry staff were not impressed. They said that they could have arrested me, but the cop was gracious enough to just tell me to move on. They were surprised by my dress shoes and were nice enough to ask what time my meeting was. And he said, don't worry, I made it on time. The 32-year-old was headed to a meeting to find someone to represent him for his comedy act. But it didn't go as well as his commute. Holt said that the journey took him about 30 minutes. I would have thought it would have taken longer than that.
So he's a comedian?
Yeah.
Okay, because I would have reported otherwise. But then this might be a nice little PR move on his part.
It is. Yeah. But you can't. Yeah. You're not allowed the paddleboard there?
Because there's active ferries and boats, and this would be considered dangerous. Yeah. I don't know what the rules are as far as paddleboarding across the river.
All right, and doctors in Australia have intervened after a man became so constipated that his fecal matter gave him paralysis in one of his legs.
Yeah, I've had that.
53-year-old took himself to the emergency room with abdominal pain that had been building for 3 days, swelling and nausea. More alarmingly, he was experiencing pain in his right leg, which he was unable to move for the past 24 hours. The leg had no palpable pulse and was cold to the touch, the doctors write. His medical history revealed no drug taking, no risk of vascular disease, and no significant medical history to speak of. And it turns out he was just really, really, really needing to poop. A rectal examination.
Is that the medical terminology?
A rectal examination revealed that the man had impacted stools. That's the medical terminology. A scan of his abdomen revealed that he was suffering from massive fecal compaction.
That's what killed Elvis.
And potentially life-threatening abdominal compartment syndrome, which is increased pressure in the abdomen. His fecal matter had become so backed up, it had distended his large intestine and put pressure on his right iliac artery.
Jeez.
The pressure caused the pain in his leg as well as the paralysis. Due to the seriousness of his case, he was also showing signs of renal impairment and metabolic acidosis, where the kidneys stopped removing as much acid from the body. He was taken to surgery right away to remove the backlog of fecal matter and relieve his abdominal pressure. Approximately 2 liters of feces was removed.
Oh, dear God.
The team wrote that in a case report. After the huge amount of feces was removed, he was given constipation relief. 4 days later, he was able to leave the intensive care unit, though it took him another 13 days before he was able to even walk again.
At your most, have you a liter?
I don't know. I've never had a chance to measure it.
Yeah.
The doctors were unsure of the cause of his buildup. Constipation on this scale can be incredibly dangerous. In 2015, a teenage girl with a phobia of toilets died after holding in a bowel movement for 8 weeks. The buildup led to her chest cavity becoming compressed, and eventually she died of a heart attack.
Yes, of course.
Wow.
If you've ever been constipated to a certain level, it's painful.
Yeah, big time. And that, my friend, is the bizarre file for you this morning. We have a chance to win some tickets to see our friend Joe Rogan. He's going to be at the Tower, not till Thursday, September 13th. But we'll get you some tickets. They go on sale Friday at noon via Ticketmaster.com. So let's take caller number 18, and we will give you a pair of tickets, 215-263-WMMR. That is number. Call right now. Let's get you on board. We're getting ready for round 2 of Bucksco versus Delco. There's going to be several rounds this week. Actually, more than five, believe it or not. I know said we're going to do 5 days of this, but that doesn't mean it's just going to be five rounds of competitions. There's going to be more.
Not at all. And in each case, it will be a surprise the day of for our combatants.
Yeah, we've decided, to just kind of surprise them and let them roll and see how well they adapt.
So, you know, it was amazing that Kathy was able to pull together that traffic accident yesterday.
Yeah, she did it without knowing that we were going to do that as a contest. Just
quickly.
That's how, she's very resourceful.
Yes.
By the way, somebody texted and said Kathy cheated yesterday in multiple ways. One is she never hung up on that conference call last week and knew what was going to happen.
Not true. No. not true at all.
We're all going to find out what happens next. So let's take a break, come back in a second, and Bucksco versus Delco, round two. Our combatants are bringing in partners this morning to play along with them.
Yes.
We'll get to it all when we return. Stay with us.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Royal Blood.
I only lie when I love
you. Nathaniel Rateliff in the Night Sweats. Tom Kiefer featuring Lizzie Hale.
New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
Preston and Steve present an epic battle between two warring counties to determine supremacy. One will rule, one will drool. So gird your loins for battle as WMMR presents Buxco versus Delco.
Here we are.
Who will win? Who will be defeated?
This is day number two, my friends.
No one can know.
Still time.
Only one will claim the victory.
Kathy Romano, so far representing Bucks County, is on the board first with 200 points in our first competition, which there was only one winner. There was only going to be one winner of any points. It's a different story today. Tides can be turned today, points can be added, and we will find out by the end of the day who is going to be on the leaderboard.
It's absolutely feasible that a massive turnaround could take place.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, yesterday was Operation Evac. We had them in vehicles trying to find their way to a certain specific point, and Kathy was able to do it. And there's some controversy on this, as there always is.
Every step of the way.
And but she's ahead anyhow. But these two warriors are fierce, and they are ready to go and do it again. Now, we have not told them what they're going to be doing, so we just have given them the vaguest of clues as to what they need to do to prepare for this. The only thing we told them about today is that they need to bring in someone who is A, familiar with and from the county that they represent, and B, someone that they can work together well with. Let's have our fierce warriors introduce our competitors and their relationship with them. So, Kathy, when we asked you, did you considered going down the family route or friend route? You weren't sure what to do.
Yeah, I went down the family route. They failed me and said no.
Uh-huh.
So I went with, I didn't have a sister growing up, but she was like my sister. Been friends since 15, Elisa Frederico of Dressing Jane. We went to high school together and are still best friends. That's who's here with me today.
Elisa, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right. Do you feel pretty good about this, even though you don't know exactly what's going to happen?
I feel excellent. I've got my best friend by my side. We're ready to rock this.
All right.
There you go. That's good.
Casey, how about you? Tell us a little bit about your partner this morning.
Well, I didn't know what to expect from today's contest, so I really needed to check a lot of boxes here. So, A, I wanted to get the smartest person I know.
Yeah.
I wanted to get somebody who knew Delaware County really well, and I wanted to get somebody who knew me really well. So my little brother was not available, so I asked my older brother, Foz, from GlaxoSmithKline.
Hey, how you doing? Nice to see you, Foz.
I'm doing
or
well.
Dave, what would you prefer?
Either or works for me.
Or works. Okay. So what do you think about helping your brother out in defending the county, man?
Yeah, I got to be here to defend the county, whatever the county needs and whatever Casey needs as well.
County first, Casey second. But the truth of the matter is that you both, now that you know what we're playing and it'll be revealed in just a second, do you feel good about your choices?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Kathy?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
we've already been fighting this morning.
Okay. As sisters do.
Right.
Yeah, I walked in, and you guys, I'm not going to reveal this, but I walked in on these two, And I think they might have been topless in the studio. I don't
Is that
know.
Right? Wow. Well, you guys, okay. Just like sisters right. Who get topless.
Well, people are waiting, so let's get this thing underway.
Buxco versus Delco. Fight.
All right, and this morning we've decided to play a game that's going to pit these competitors against each other with the help of their friends, and they definitely have to work together to play this game, and we've done it many times on the show. This is nothing flashy, but it will show not only do they know a thing or two about their own county, but also just what type of competitors they are and how much they can feed off of a fellow resident
yes.
of their county.
As you said initially at the whole outset of this thing, Preston, that there's going to be actually county-related information that will be in play, but also just general knowledge along the way.
Oh, yeah. Some of this is not going to be county-oriented.
No.
Some of it is, some of it is not.
Because these are champions from their various counties.
Exactly.
And they're representing.
So we are going to play the pyramid game this morning.
Always one of my favorites.
It's a really simple game that we had to explain to Kathy just a moment ago because she doesn't remember what it is.
Preston, as a host, will you be using your Michael Strahan lisp?
Oh, I should, yes. Yeah. All right, so Pyramid's a pretty simple game. We have categories. In those categories are seven different things that you have to give clues for them to identify. Now, they could be a place, an object, a person, all kinds of things. Just to bring you guys up to speed, in case you don't know, because we play this many times, Elisa and Dave, I'll give an example, Steve. Let's say yes. that the category is as broad as cars.
Yes.
And let's say I'm trying to give, there's clues on here. I might say, Steve, this is the thing that you use to make the car go in certain directions.
Steering wheel.
Yes. This is what actually touches the road on
the wheels.
Yes, exactly. So these are how you give clues out. Or if you're driving too fast, you would be
speeding.
Yes. Yeah, so that's how you play Pyramid. So you think you guys follow it?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You describe it as well as you can without using the word itself.
If you use the word yourself, then you get a buzzer, and that is that's immediately.
What about rhyming?
No deal. Rhyming's okay.
Yes,
rhyming
you can.
Is okay. Okay.
Yeah. As long as you don't use. Yeah.
I don't think it is.
I don't think so.
Okay, rhyming's not allowed. Which just been decided by you guys. You guys just made it harder, so nice job on you.
Okay.
Now, we have a caveat here. Okay, so what we're going to do is we are going to award 10 points for every single clue you get correct. If you guys would like to do this, what we would like to add is, now it needs to be somebody who gets the most points. There needs to be a clear winner, not just the points that you earn from this. So we have a 50-point bonus for whoever scores the most during the entire round.
So not only is there an incentive to win just to win and get those points, you'll get bonus points on top of it.
Now, what I'd like to ask you, Kathy's up 200, okay? So she's ahead. Would you like us to double that and make it 100 points for the person who wins? If you both have to agree to that in order for us to do that.
I'm okay with 50.
I'm okay with 50. All right, 50 points it is. So that is what we'll get.
Now, so if one were to dominate, and as we said, we were talking about this last night, Preston, and clear everything, what's the maximum point total one could win and walk away with pre-bonus?
I have six categories each. I was thinking about allowing you guys to do five. I think that's going to be enough time. So that means 350 points possible.
Which is
altogether, if you sweep all five.
Or 400 if you sweep all five and then get the 50-point bonus.
And get the bonus, exactly.
Okay.
Now, if there's a tie, and that's all there is to it. And the way this is going to work out is you have to choose at the beginning, since there's going to be five different categories, you need to choose who is going to give the clues and who's going to receive the clues. And then after that, you're going to alternate. So whoever goes first is going to do that three times. So if you choose, say, Casey, if you want to deliver the clues, starting with the first category, that means you're going to do it three times.
Okay.
Because we have five altogether, so keep that in mind.
Right. And that is a strategical selection that will benefit you if you make the correct decision throughout the game.
All right, so I just, I don't see a clock here. So how many seconds do we have to do?
Yeah, we're
going to...
30. We're going to do a 30. Do we have a 30-second clock?
I believe so. Let's,
okay. All right. And I'm going to have
for
Marissa.
For each clue?
For each clue, each category.
Each category, 30 seconds.
You have
seconds.
30 minutes for each clue.
No.
30 seconds
for each category.
Oh,
did category. I say minutes? Sorry. Seven seconds.
No, we have a 60-second clock and a 10-second clock.
Yes, I should have thought that through before we
got I got a clock going. On my phone.
There we go.
All right. So what's that, Marissa?
We'll do the 60 on here and I'll watch it.
Okay. All right. And then you hit the buzzer.
All right, so show Casey where that is, if you would, please. 60-second clock.
It's
just walking through these things, folks.
So yeah, at 32, because it's what do you call it? Okay. A minute and 2 seconds.
And then where's the buzzer?
Well, the buzzer is at the end. So you would go here, five. So it's 4-5.
Done deal.
Boom. Okay.
All right, we got it.
Got it. Everybody
right.
good?
Let's get Kathy and Casey on the other side of the board. And what's going to happen is when each of you guys face off against or with each other, you're going to use microphones that face each other because you can't see the cards that they're going to be holding them. Let's start. So Kathy won the most amount of points yesterday.
I think we would your call, Preston, since you're the designer of the game. But
we can let Kathy decide who gets to go first in this.
All right.
All right, Kathy, do you and Elisa want to go first, or do you want Casey and Dave to go first?
No, we'll pass it to them.
Okay. All right. So we'll go to them. All right. So let's get Casey over to the microphone. And his brother Dave. So we're going to turn the mic so he faces you.
Okay. All right, so you guys know how it was set up, how Marissa described it to you.
Oh, wait. Let me ask my brother something real quick.
Sure.
Do you want to give the clues first or get the clues first? You'll give the clues?
All right.
So then clues, is giving clues?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. All right, so who's giving clues first?
Boz.
I will give it. Boz's. All right, turn turn the mic. There you go. All right,
They're sitting facing each other.
Yep.
Slightly different configuration on the other side of the console from Preston. This is the actual setup, the way they would do it on Pyramid. They'll be able to look at each other, and hopefully that'll assist them.
All right, Casey, here are the categories you get to choose. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4. Forgive me, Father. Stuck in a rut. The county seat. A gaggle of clues. Or every state in America.
I'm going to go with 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. All right, let's get... I can't reach it.
Yeah. Here we go.
He's got really long arms.
Thank you to Greg Monahan for this. So make sure that he doesn't see the flip side of that. So, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4 is golf courses in Delaware County.
Okay. Golf courses in Delaware County.
And okay. Foz is going to have to give you the clues. We'll put 30 seconds on the clock for this first round. Are you ready, Casey?
Oh, my God. Yes, please.
All right. Foz, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. 30 seconds begins now.
All right. This is where we play the St. Dots tournament every year.
Paxton Hollow.
All right. This is where the U.S. Open was.
Oh, that's Aronimink.
No.
Oh, Marion. Sorry.
This is the one you just said?
Marion.
No, the other one.
Aronimink.
All right. This is the one. It's located in Havertown right on Westchester Pike.
Lanark.
All right. This is located on the other side of the county. I passed the Granite Run Mall. There's a school.
Oh, Glen Mills.
All right. This is where we play on Father's Day.
Springfield.
And this is the one that's right across the
street. Oh, time's up, but okay. You got 6 out of 7.
Yeah! Strong. Well done. Well done.
The last one was going to be Rolling Green.
Rolling Green. Ah, this is right by your house.
Nice job, man.
Well
Nick,
done.
Will you please keep score for us?
Yep, I've been doing so. All
to right. be honest, I thought that even though you are golfers, sometimes when you're put to the pressure, you can fold. You both did very well.
Great knowledge of the golf courses and the county, Casey. All right, let's get Kathy and Elisa in place. And they are going to do the exact same thing. Remember, we're going
to
do five categories.
Look at this.
Oh, no.
Look at
way.
This. Straight out of Bucks County.
They have T-shirts that look like straight out of Compton, but they... Oh, and they have a little handshake, but it says straight out of Bucks Co.
They have matching outfits, signs, and everything.
This is, I love this.
Straight out of Bucks Co.
All right, Kathy, who is going to give and who's going to receive?
I'm
going to
give the clues.
All right, you're going to give the clues. That means you're going to be doing this 3 times. All right, Kathy, your categories for Bucks County are, let's see, we have valedictorian. My life in one word. We have plushies. There aren't enough celebs. Memory lane or seed of thought.
Okay. I think we're going to go with my life in one word.
My life in one word. All right. Let me grab the cards. Make sure she doesn't see the other side.
No, wait.
No.
Me.
Okay. Did you see that? No. All right. Make sure she sees the other side. All right, and Kathy, my life in one word is shopping.
They just
all right. At least
that was an orgasm,
happy because she is a personal shopper.
Shopping stores in the Oxford Valley.
Oh my God! Oh, are you kidding me?
All right.
Also, by the way, Casey's wearing our high school colors. Did anyone else notice that?
Yes, Casey's
wearing Flyers.
Go PHS. Thank
all right,
you.
Ladies, are you ready?
Yep.
30 seconds on the clock and begin. Oh. Hold on. You ready?
Yep.
And begin now.
Okay, it's three words. Our country, a bird.
American Eagle.
Yes. American Eagle what?
Outfitters.
Yeah. Okay. Lots of lotions there.
Bath and Body Works.
Yes. Okay. Pretzels.
Annie's.
Yep. You can, you stuffed animals and you put the stuff in the stuffed animals.
The teddy bear thing.
Yes.
Teddy Bear Express.
No. Okay, I'm skipping it. Kate Spade, they bought this
Coach.
Company. Yes. Okay, ice cream, and it goes on this slab, and
a Cold Stone Creamery.
Yep. Okay, and our favorite store upstairs.
Oh! You got five out of seven.
Preston, may I guess what she was going for?
Yes.
Build-A-Bear.
Yes.
Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, Build-A-Bear.
And we gave her Annie Ann's.
Giving her that?
Yeah, we're gonna give her that case. I mean, okay. Listen,
what
some
was
of these.
It's
Annie Ann's. She said Annie's.
Oh,
okay.
But you know what? If you're all right with that, we'll give her that.
Well Casey, you can voice a protest.
Okay. All right. Just be sure. I don't know if it's... Is it Auntie Ann's or Annie Ann's?
It's Annie Ann's.
Well, let's make sure. This is all about accuracy. I'm going to check right now.
Yeah,
Preston.
Check that out. And you know what?
It's Auntie Ann's.
Is it Auntie Ann's?
It says Annie Ann's on here.
I know, but it
yeah, I got you.
Give me 2 seconds.
Can I ask a technical question then?
Yes.
Going back to the first round, the name of the course, was it Rolling Green or Rolling Turf?
We didn't even get to that.
Okay.
Yep. All right, you're saying Annie Ann's?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Annie Ann's. I'm seeing Auntie Ann's.
You're right. It's Auntie Ann's. You're absolutely correct. So we can't accept that.
Right. Okay. So that's four.
That's four. All right. Four for Kathy. So far, Casey leading. He got six right in that first run. So let's get to our next group. We're going to have Casey and Foz step back over and get into the seats. And these are the Delco Pyramid questions. And Casey, what category are you interested in? We have Forgive Me, Father, Stuck in a Rut, The County Seat, A Gaggle of Clues, or Every State in America.
Do I choose, Ann? Because I chose the clues last time.
This is you, so I'm going to let you choose.
So I give the clues here.
Can agree upon.
Yes,
I'm
going
to go with what do you want?
Go ahead.
I was going to say county seat.
Okay, I was going to say stuck in a rut, but that's okay.
All right.
County seat. Casey, you're giving the clues?
Yes.
All right, that is for you. All right, county seat. This particular category is... Media is the county seat of Delaware County. Now, I said, as before, that these aren't necessarily going to be directly county categories. They just are tendrilled to them in some shape or form. So, these are different types of media.
Okay.
Just to see how well you guys work together giving clues. Different types of media. Are you ready, Case?
I'm ready.
Foz, you ready?
I'm ready.
And 30 seconds starts right now. Begin.
You delivered this.
Newspaper.
Yes. Matt O'Donnell works in?
TV. Television.
I work in?
Radio.
People? Playboy?
Magazines.
This is when your people do this on the internet.
Social media?
No, it's pass. People record themselves and put this on the internet.
YouTube.
No, record their audio.
Pass.
Yeah, you read these?
Newspaper.
Son of a bitch.
How many did we get?
Four.
We only got four.
All right, the ones that you missed
were blog mm-hmm.
and podcast. And then you read these was books. Mm-hmm. So these are different types of media. All right, so four, Casey, not too bad at all. You're in the lead. You got 10 all together.
Yeah, still in the lead.
Kathy is sitting in at four, so let's get Kathy and Elisa back over. And the categories remaining for you, Romano.
You know, I'm so tense watching this now.
Oh my God, I'm sweating again.
All right, Kathy, valedictorian.
Oh, I'm interested in that.
Plushies. There aren't enough celebs. Memory lane, or seed of thought.
What do we say? Do we say memory lane?
Are you?
Seed of thought. We're gonna do seed of thought.
Okay.
Right. Seed of thought, and who is delivering?
It's me, court? Right? Don't I have to do it three times in a row?
No, you go back and forth.
We alternate.
Oh.
Do you want to do memory lane and I'll do it?
You can do a little different one.
Yeah.
Okay.
If
yeah.
you didn't understand.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do memory lane instead.
All right, memory lane with Elise giving the clues.
All right, Elise is giving the clues. And memory lane, by the way, the category is Kathy's section of Levittown. These are streets in Elderberry.
Streets in Elderberry.
All right. That's where you grew up, right?
Yep.
Okay, these are the streets in Elderberry. So this is a county-specific category.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock and begin.
It's green. It's my birthstone.
Emerald.
Your street that you lived on.
East.
It's a type of tree. Big and puffy and...
Evergreen.
Yep. A sound I make if I was going, woo!
Echo.
Yes! the street next to your street.
Exit?
Yes.
No.
Santa's
Elf. Yeah, that's
the Santa's Helpers.
Elf.
Yes. And then amber, but not amber.
Orchard? No, that's an elf.
Fireplace.
Oh, you just missed it. It was... Ember.
But
well,
not
you know
Amber.
It's in
yeah. No, and I said orchard.
Every street in Elderberry starts with the letter E.
Uh-huh.
So she went with the wrong letter. Hey, but you got six on that one,
all
man.
Right, okay.
They're all tied up. Now they're
tied. Tied up. All right, okay. Let's Bucks comb. All right, let's get our other contestants back over from Delaware County. Casey Boy and his brother Dave, also known as Foz, are back at it again. Remember, there's only five categories. We have six total up there, but we're only going to do five. Total of 350 points possible. We're not going to make that for either contestant. Actually, 400 total with the bonus 50 at the end. So, Casey, why don't you guys take a look up there? We have Forgive Me, Father, Stuck in a Rut, A Gaggle of Clues, or Every State in America.
We're going to go with Forgive Me, Father.
Forgive Me, Father. All right. Who's giving the clues?
I'm giving the clues.
You're giving the clues. Okay.
Back and forth.
All right. Well, let me get my little handy-dandy sheet here because I have the specific descriptions of the categories. So, if you guys did not know it, but Catholicism is all the rage in Delco.
It appears to be, right?
Keep hearing that.
Lots of churches, lots of schools. So, these are Catholic terms. Catholic terms.
I'm screwed.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You guys ready?
Yes.
30 seconds on the clock and begin.
Not a cardinal, not a pope, but a...
Bishop?
When you don't have sex for your life until you're married.
Oh, abstinence?
No. You do this every
Chastity.
Sunday.
Chastity. Chaste.
You go every Sunday?
Church? Mass?
Yeah. When you go to be a priest, you go to the...
Seminary.
All right. When the first sacrament you receive when you're a baby?
Baptism.
All right. If you get the devil inside you, you need an...
Exorcism.
And if you don't go to hell, you don't go to heaven. It's kind of in between.
Purgatory.
Got it!
You said you were screwed. You were wrong.
Oh, my God.
Nice job. He cleared that category, and I believe he's 10 points ahead at this point, Nick.
No, seven.
Oh, 7 points ahead.
Yeah, they're Kathy and Elisa tied it up in the last round, so it's now 17 to 10 with them coming up in round three.
I'm sorry. It's 10 points per one that they get correct.
Okay.
So 172. 100.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's up. Sorry about that.
No, we're good.
Let's go next. We have Kathy and Elisa, and the categories remaining for Bucks County are valedictorian.
Hold one second.
No.
Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead, Preston.
Do we have controversy?
We can work this out after.
There's always controversy with him.
All right. Valedictorian, plushies, There Aren't Enough Celebs, and Seed of Thought.
Okay, we're going to go Seed of Thought.
Okay, who is delivering the clues this time?
I am.
Okay, you are. All right, this one's interesting. All right, Kathy.
Great.
All
right.
So with Seed of Thought, and the reason I have that category is, I'm sure you guys know as Bucks County residents, if you read on Wikipedia, one of the leading industries is burpee seeds.
Burpee seeds.
In Bucks County. And therefore, these are different types of seeds.
Oh, Lord.
Different types of seeds. Kathy, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. And begin.
We put it in champagne.
Oh, those red things. Yes. Like a pomegranate seeds.
Yes. Okay, it's a bagel.
Poppy seed.
Yep. Okay. And Kelly Dean used to wear shirts, and she loved this growing up.
Shirts?
No, but what's the type of thing on it? Okay, we're going to pass. Okay, the water park.
Sesame place?
Yeah. Okay, it's big, it's round, it's orange.
Orange. The sun, orange.
We picked them. Shady Brook Farm. During Halloween.
Strawberry seeds. Oh, pumpkins.
Oh, my God. It's big.
You said it's big and round.
Yes. Okay. It's green inside. Oh my God. Damn it.
What did Kelly D wear?
Sunflowers.
Oh, darn it. She did love sunflowers. That was a terrible description.
She did love
sunflowers.
I can't.
She can't. It's in the words.
Whatever.
God, you suck.
Yeah.
So that's going
this
well.
This is when you put the word sun and flower together. Sunflower?
It had a long stem. You could have said
I could have, but I thought you would have known. Kelly Dean.
You guys are such buddies. Such pals.
Kelly, we love you.
All right, so how many did they get on that? I couldn't tell.
They got four.
Four correct on that one. All right, Casey.
By the way, if you guys want a pillow fight, we're cool with it.
Casey and his brother back over. We have remaining for Delaware County three categories. We're only going to do two more. These guys are going to have to choose. The remaining categories are stuck in a rut, a gaggle of clues, and every state in America. By the way, did you want to clear up whatever you had an issue with?
I'm not sure. I just want to make sure the score's right. I thought they only got five in the second round.
Five in the second round?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they got four in the first round and then five in the second, I thought. I didn't think they got six.
I don't know. Nick is our official scorekeeper, so.
I wrote down six. I'm sorry. We can go to the tape if we need to.
We can review if we need to.
Secretly from right. Bucks Cow?
Marissa's going to have
He's
the interns.
He's actually Delco, man.
I know. That's what I thought you would have said five.
I'm just trying to be our
same Bartel.
Give me a break.
You're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
All right, Casey. All right. Stuck in a rut. A gaggle of clues are every state in America.
Stuck in a rut.
Stuck in a rut. Who's giving the clues?
I'm giving the clues.
All right. Stuck in a rut for Delaware County. And by the way, Casey was born and raised in Rutledge in Delaware County. And these are streets in the Rutledge section of Delaware County. Mm-hmm. All right. Streets in the Rutledge section of Delaware County. Dave, you ready?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's a booming metropolis.
It's a booming metropolis.
So these are streets in Rutledge or just around Rutledge? Because this first street. Okay, whatever. All right.
Oh, here we go.
Well, none.
I looked up the city of Rutledge, and these were the streets that were under.
I'm not complaining. I just want it to be clear.
He wants clarify.
I just want clarification.
Okay.
30 seconds on the clock, mm-hmm. and let's begin.
Not in Rutledge. Vinnie Maranci lived off of this street.
Michigan.
Okay. This is also not in Rutledge at all. This is not in Rutledge. This is not in Rutledge, but the Inglenook was on it.
Park.
Okay. All the Swarthmore streets are named after...
Trees.
No. Higher...
Oh, colleges.
Okay, but they're also called...
Universities.
That's not in Rutledge. This is not in Rutledge, but Lynn Villa.
Orchard.
Okay. This is not in Rutledge, but OLPH is on this, but not Amos Land.
Sick.
None of these were in Rutledge. whatever. It's fine.
Okay. He was a president. He had a beard. That's Lincoln.
Okay.
You know, there are clues that you can give. I specifically picked out words that weren't odd-sounding streets. These are really common words.
Don't get defensive.
I am getting defensive.
Whatever.
The category, you just wanted to make sure, the category.
Skilling is hugging Casey.
Which is very sweet gesture.
I love how Casey's very light about this contest.
Yes.
Well, you knew. You poked the bear. It's going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes.
They got four right in that round.
All right, they got four right.
Okay. That was streets so far, that Nick? Are not in Rutledge.
So if my calculations are correct, Casey and Dave, after four rounds, have 210. After three rounds, Kathy and Lisa have 140.
I have to say, Preston, like we're going to areas I did not imagine we'd be ending up in here because this is a serious battle. I find myself watching this the way I would watch a regular episode of a Pyramid. Like, I'm almost not even in the show right now. I'm a spectator. That's how nervous I am.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. Kathy, we have three categories left. We're only going to choose two of them. Valedictorian, plushies, or there aren't enough celebs.
Oh, no. Because you're gonna do this one, right?
Yeah.
All right. So... All right, we're going to go valedictorian.
All right, valedictorian. And you're given the clues, right, Elisa? All right, these are high schools in Bucks County. Or maybe somewhere else. I don't know. We got 30 seconds. Take a look at them. You guys ready?
You ready?
All right.
She's ready, yeah.
Get set and begin.
Our high school, Pensbury. The thing that we used to decorate our biggest competitors.
Council Rock.
This was in, I'm going to skip that one, where Bobby teaches.
Bristol.
Yes. Where the kids who didn't want to stay in high school, they wanted to learn a trade would go.
The Bucks County Technical School.
Dennis is the principal.
William Tennant.
Go back to this
Ben
one.
Salem, the Chamonix.
No, keep going. It's a president.
Truman.
Yes. And then this one. Oh my God. All right, we're good.
What was the last one?
Archbishop Wood.
Oh, what is that? Where is that? I don't know. It's not in Bucks County.
It's not in Bucks County.
I want 100 points because that's not in Bucks County.
Kathy, that is not a high school. It's a street in Rutledge.
How many did she get on that, Nick? Was it
they
six?
Got six right, right. So they are now trailing by only 10 points.
Okay, come on.
All right, let's get our final two up here. And this is the last category that Casey and his brother get to go to. We're going to have him step over and grab a seat. We have two categories left, Casey. A gaggle of clues or every state in America. Which one do you want to choose?
You want to do every state?
We're going to go with every state in America,
all
Preston.
Right. And you are delivering?
I am delivering.
These are streets in Rutledge.
Yes, streets in Rutledge. No, actually, do you remember when we found out that Springfield is in every state in the country?
Yes, yeah.
That was incorrect. Well, there's a Springfield in Delaware County, but this is about Springfield from The Simpsons.
All right.
These are all things Simpsons related. 30 seconds. Here we go.
This is the bar.
Moe's.
This is the beer.
Duff.
This is the clown on the...
Krusty.
No, his...
Sideshow Bob.
Yeah. Maggie sucks on a...
Pacifier.
This is the mouse and cat.
Itchy and Scratchy.
All right. Lisa plays the...
Saxophone.
And this is, I guess, a superhero.
Oh, Duffman?
No. It's about the nuclear power plant.
Oh,
If you were doused with radiation, you would be...
Radioactive Man.
He said radiation.
That's wrong.
Okay.
Radioactive Man is wrong, right?
Radioactive Man is the correct answer.
That's what I said.
But he said radiation.
Oh, he said radiation. Okay.
That's my bad.
All right, so that's six for that one. Less... Did he just mumble something on the way?
Damn. Wow.
What's that?
I said damn.
Oh, damn. Yeah, okay, no, gotcha. No. Okay. Listen, you know, this is there, no one's phoning in this competition. Mm-hmm. Tensions will run high.
All right.
I mean, look at these guys. They bought matching T-shirts.
All right, this is the final one. Nick, what's the score, and what do they need to tie or beat?
No pressure at all, but you have to get them all right in order to tie.
In order to tie.
Casey and Dave are up 270 to 200.
All right. We have plushies or there aren't enough celebs.
Well, what you guys don't know about Elisa is she is a huge plushies fan.
No.
Ah. So we're going to go with plushies.
And are you delivering the clues?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right.
Just relax.
She's into the kinky stuff.
No. Oh, my God. I'm a virgin.
All right. So, plushies it
kids.
Is. In Bucks County, you will find a place called Sesame Place. And these are characters that you might find at Sesame Place. And, Kathy, try to go in order, please, if you could. It helps me out.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. All right. You ready? 30 seconds and begin.
He's green. He talks like he has a weird voice. Green.
He hops on the
just
ground.
Just keep going.
All right. Jeez. Red.
Elmo.
Yes. Okay. The dog had a really long name.
Oh, my God.
Big Bird's dog.
Oh,
right? Is it a dog?
I don't know.
Okay. It flies through the air. It's blue. From Sesame.
Right. I'm thinking. Oh, my God. We're bombing.
Okay. The other one who's in a trash can.
Oscar.
Right? Okay. Eats those yummy round things with
Cookie
Monster chips in them. Yes. Okay. You were starting to say the first clue. The frog.
No, dice.
I went to say the frog.
What? But wait, is Kermit not at Sesame Street?
Kermit the Frog is a Sesame Street character.
He's a Muppet.
He's a Muppet.
He's originally from Sesame Street.
He's a Muppet.
He's an old school
he
Sesame
Muppet,
Trust.
Yes.
Yeah, Muppet, but not Sesame.
Yes, he is. Right, he's from Sesame Street. Kermit the Frog, man on the street.
Yes, he was on Sesame Street.
He's one of the original characters that Jim Henson
who
came up
one?
With.
The character you missed was Rutledge.
He grew up in Rutledge. Snuffleupagus is not a dog.
He's an elephant.
He's an elephant.
Oh, elephant.
Who was the dog?
I don't know.
Barkley.
Yeah. Damn it. And then Grover was the one that flies.
Wow. Kathy, you're always there.
All right, Nick, what is the final score?
After five rounds, Team Delco with 270 points. Takes the pyramid game to Kathy and Elisa. Team Bucks go 230 points.
All right.
Delco. Delco. Delco.
Giving Casey his victory song.
Delco. 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 Delco.
All
right, Nick, so you said 270?
270 to 230.
All right, and that means we add an added 50 bonus points
yes.
to Casey's total, and that'll take him up to 220?
320.
320,
oh,
sorry.
Oh, man.
Thank God I'm not in charge of the score. All right, 320. So can you add up, Kathy had 200 points yesterday, which means she has a total of?
430.
And Casey has a total of?
320.
320, so you gained some ground.
All right, yes.
All right. Gained some ground yeah, today. All right. By winning Bucksco versus Delco, the pyramid game this morning.
That was tense. It was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And also remember, in any case like this, regardless of the category classification, you should be able to divine the answer.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Do you sure. think case or not? You can definitely vocalize your, if you have an issue.
Well, I'll go over my sources with you later.
All
on,
right.
Okay. I'll show you where I got it from, and that's fine.
Don't complain. You won. Still won.
I'm not complaining.
He wants, to protect future generations.
It was fun. And Archbishop Wood is in Bucks County, at least apparently it's in Warminster.
Oh, perfect.
We didn't know that.
Right. I got all this stuff from Wikipedia, so don't shoot me.
Wikipedia.
Shoot Wikipedia.
The People's Encyclopedia.
It was fun. I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Nice.
Very fun.
All right, well, Casey has taken today.
Despite the contest being absolutely manipulated against you,
yep.
you dominated.
You still did it. Let's hear it for Casey, everybody. And we have Delco fans in our studio audience this morning.
One yes. of which is from Bucks County wearing a Delco shirt.
Ah.
Lady.
Defector. Kathy?
Oh, she's Northeast. Okay, so all right,
gotcha. Sorry. All right, so we will see what tomorrow's unfair stuff we have planned, and find out who comes out ahead.
I predict that by the end of this week, the show will be absolutely destroyed irrevocably.
It may be.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know, I'm having fun. I have not complained about these contests. I think they're very fun.
All right,
I'm happy. You haven't complained.
Not a sore loser. That's why.
All right, listen. I want to take a break, and as we do so, I want to. Well, first of all, thank you to Elisa. And also
Elisa,
to Dave
yes.
for being here this morning.
Great job,
you guys. Did a great job.
You did a great job.
Nice to have you in here. All right, we're going to take a break. I want to give away some movie screening passes. Ant-Man and the Wasp. We have this screening coming up on Monday, July 2nd, 7:30 at the UA King of Prussia. Doesn't it? Theaters nationwide till July 6th. You get in advance. You need to be there by 7. Let's take 5 more callers, and we will put you on our list. 215-263-WMMR. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, I go to Hand & Stone Massage Facial Spa. Listen, whether you want a rejuvenating massage or refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massages or facials start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
Are you ready for love? If so, Stephen makes it easy, handpicking diamonds to create a stunning engagement ring that's guaranteed to take her breath away. Stephen Singer Jewelers, real love experts at the other corner of 8th and Walnut, or IHateStephenSinger.com.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Speaking of beautiful days, yesterday was just pristine. It was absolutely gorgeous, and it was a perfect day for us to go to the Cora golf outing with our good friend, Mr. Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And it was so much fun. We had such a great time, and I've got to throw some love to that guy because he's such a people person.
He is a people person. What the family has done and what he has done and the other people on the show to move this this charity forward, because honestly, I was saying to Nick earlier this morning that, you know, in case you were talking about this, I had not been that familiar with what Cora does, and they're an essential charity because as it was described yesterday, they're taking things that aren't traditionally very sexy as far as helping people,
right.
and the things that might otherwise fall through the cracks, there's
yep.
Cora there to make sure those people get helped as well.
Agreed. I mean, you know the big ones that get, there are a lot of animal charities, there are
yeah.
a lot of cancer charities, or these big things that are that people need help with.
Yes.
But there are smaller things like speech impediments.
Yes.
Educational issues.
They presented a thing yesterday that you know, they're talking about this school that they've set up. We were talking about this earlier, Casey.
It's amazing. I can't believe it even exists.
High school kids who had been
had an addiction problem. They have a very high recidivism rate if they're put back into the school where they were using.
Yeah, this is 19 days or something
right,
like that.
This school is designed to help them get over that hurdle. So they're getting their schooling and they're moving along. So these are innovative things that are being addressed. And so on that level alone, it was great. But just a whole bunch of great people, a whole bunch of, you know, the union step up and the yep. plumbers and all the other guys are there. It's cool. It's a really good event.
Plumbers and I think the Steam Fitters Union with the other guys.
They've been there since the beginning.
That are really big. And I want to thank Casey and I played an outing, played the outing with two guys that we hadn't met before. It was Matt and his brother Phil. Matt is the guy who sent me my Dockin' Beast from the East t-shirt that I got some free garlic knots the other day for wearing at the Mill restaurant. And I didn't know it. We were a couple of holes into it. And he's like, oh, by the way, I'm the one who got you the Dockin'. I'm like, no way!
The funniest thing is he is the most very nice guy, but very conservative looking.
And quiet.
I sent that Dockin' shirt to really?
And he and his brother were good golfers.
Yeah.
We had a decent round at 500 par. Should have been 8. We missed 3 ridiculously simple putts, which we would have been in second place had we done that.
Oh, really?
But that's the would have.
What was the winning
scenario.
Score?
9 under.
Okay.
We could have won it. We played well. We had a really great round. I got closest to the pin on the 11th hole, won a $100 Amazon gift card. Thank you very much.
So you would have been in second place?
Yeah. I know.
You know what the problem was?
What?
The green was in Rutledge.
Oh. For the love of God.
That'll be a recurring.
Yeah. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
So that's the award I saw you get up? I saw you across the room get up and go and get something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, very cool, man.
Yeah, closest to the bin. It was about 195 yards out, and I put it, it wasn't crazy close. It was like 12 feet from the hole, but it's a long par 3, so it stood.
A lot of people don't even hit the green on a 195 yard. No, it just... I mean, it's almost like the length of a drive.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, it was cool. We had
the one down moment for me was I didn't get dinner rolls because
you did mention
really
that.
It really bothered me because I was told that both stations were the same. And then I went over and nobody told me the dinner rolls were at the other station.
Which you should have done what I did, which is go to both.
That's what, of course, Nick sniffed them out.
I envy Nick's healthy appetite. Full plates of food coming back and not going to waste, mind you, eating them. And then I came back and he had a full ice cream thing with it was amazing.
Yeah, they had ice cream set up.
Bassett's ice cream.
They had a Bassett station set up, which was pretty cool.
So I met a guy named Dan Newman and his wife, and I apologize, Dan, because I forget your wife's name, but they came specifically because they're huge fans of Sonny and they're huge fans of MMR and the Preston and Steve show, and they've heard us talk about this event over the last few years, and so they didn't buy packages to do any of the golf or anything like that. They just wanted to come to the dinner to be able to meet us, and then we were hanging outside in the front of the Philmont Country Club at one point, and Rob McElhenney was there and took the time to thank them and appreciated their donation to Cora, which was really cool. So thanks to Dan. Thank you to your wife for coming out and being there just because you wanted to meet us and wanted to meet Rob, and they just were the nicest people, so I was glad I got a chance to chat with them.
I have a question about the picture that you took with him, Nick. Did you ask him to flex?
I did not.
While taking that picture?
And... it's so I put this up on my Instagram account, this picture of me and Rob, and there were a lot of comments, and we talked about it with Rob last week about his physique. I don't think he's flexing. I think he's just pointing.
He's just pointing at
you.
And
those are the muscles that he has now underneath that shirt.
Wow. Well, you know what? He is cut up. He is not. You wouldn't look at him and say that he's bulky. He's
not bulky.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
He is just cut up. But as you note, he was, you know, he's heading back to the libations, and that's when things will start to soften out. So if you're going to flex point now, now's the time to do it.
I think they've got another week of shooting, and then they're done, and then they get a nice long break, so he might go back to normal after that.
The whole conceit is hilarious. He has gone from this blob on the show now to this cut-up guy, but no one cares to see it.
Yeah.
So it'll be the...
He's a guy that should take his shirt off, but nobody will let him. And I think in the show he'll ask a bunch of times, should I take my shirt off? And he'll say,
No, you're good.
Yeah.
And Steve, I captioned it thinking of you. I just captioned it Mac and Me because I know that's one of your favorite movies as well.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Nice. Wow.
It is really a superior film to E.T.
But Anne-Marie and Helene and the whole gang at Cora, we had a blast. And the... That's a challenging golf course, man. Philmont, there's some that are like hitting down a hallway, Casey.
Yep.
I don't play
on both sides.
but it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, to me,
nice course.
I would just walk around the course without, you know, I'll hold a golf club if that's part of the deal, but it's just, it was just beautiful, but no humidity, you know, gentle breeze.
Fantastic.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And what was great is when you get in the cart and you start driving away, and Preston always reminds me to do this, is take your hat off, and then you get that, like, breeze going through your hair. Oh, it feels
it's
so
nice.
Good.
It's so nice. So thanks to everybody who came out and was a part of it. Maybe we'll have you on board next year. If you didn't, we had a lot of golfers, and the pace of play was pretty quick. We'd played in 5 hours flat for a golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decent amount of time.
And things change from year to year, but Rob has suggested, and we hope that this is the case, that they're going to film in Philly next year. So when they announce this, hopefully everybody from Sunny will be able to participate in the Cora for Kids in 2019.
Yep. Let me see. What else I want to mention? Oh, yeah. You know what? I haven't given any lip service to Philly's hottest. I need to make sure I do that because it is clearly bikini weather. It's bathing suit weather. And that's exactly what we're looking for. Philly's hottest swimsuit. So, ladies, if you think you look good in a particular swimsuit, we would like to see a picture or multiples. You can send yourself in several different swimsuits. You can send those pictures in. You go to WMMR.com. We have up for grabs $1,000 cash, and we have $1,000 in jewelry and gift cards from Steven Singer Jewelers and a professional photo shoot by Allison Dunlap Photography. You have to be at least 18 years or older to enter. But just click on contest at WMMR.com to submit your info and 5 photos. And the deadline is Wednesday, July 11th. So the weather is perfect for going out and taking pictures this weekend specifically, because Friday is going to be sunny and 91, Saturday sunny and 95.
And also remember that a lot of times the contestants that enter these contests end up being asked to be in our calendar, which is a very important thing. It's the main tchotchke that we give away during charity season, during the Camp Out for Hunger. So it means a lot. And if you're able to participate, we'd really appreciate it.
Yep. All right. Our next guest we are happy to talk to, spent many time over the years speaking to him. And we heard some what we considered to be unfortunate news last Monday as he made an announcement that he had Parkinson's disease. I thought it was like he'd just been diagnosed, but apparently he's been living with this for a while.
And he's apparently doing well with it.
Yeah, let's find out. Please welcome the esteemed Mr. Ed Rendell to our program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. I have to say, I thought the announcement was a good news announcement because I waited 3.5 years. I was diagnosed 3.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
By Matt Stern, a great doctor at Penn who started their Parkinson's unit. And he said to me, well, why don't you go public? It'll help other people to know that someone like you is battling it, too. And I said, look, Matt, I don't want to go public and give anybody false hope until I know that the treatment can slow down the disease substantially.
Okay.
And 3.5 years later, I picked up the phone and I called Matt and I said, I think the time is now. Because in 3.5 years, thanks to the medicine and the physical therapy, some of my symptoms have even gotten better.
That's great.
That's tremendous.
I started to shake 3.5 years ago, visibly enough that Midge and Jesse, my son, said, you got to get to the doctor and get tested. And my daughter-in-law's mother, Mary Nave, she had gone to Dr. Stern, and she didn't have Parkinson's disease. She just had tremors.
Mm-hmm.
And she raved about him. So I went to Dr. Stern, and after 3.5 years of significant medicine and physical therapy, which you cannot underestimate the value of, I had made enough, not necessarily progress, but the disease had really been stopped in its tracks, that I said, look, I'm going to go public because I want to tell people, if you're experiencing anything that you think might be Parkinson's, loss of balance, you're beginning to shake a little bit, don't guess and don't sit there afraid to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Go in, because if you don't have it, it'll be reassuring. And if you do, you can start treatment early enough that it can make a difference. And you know, for people like Michael J. Fox, had he started treatment early, he might have been in a different place than where he is. Although, you know, they stopped the progression of his disease. As you know, he still acts. He's still in many different shows, even today. So the good news is that there's real hope that Parkinson's can be contained. It can't be cured yet. There's no cure yet. But it can be contained. The progress can be slowed and maybe even stop a little bit. So,
well, that's the thing. And it's you know, in 2014, I had prostate cancer. And you know, it was strange because a lot of times these things, these reports and these medicine tends to come at you in an aggressive, frightening way. And in your case, there's a positive story to tell. In my case, there was a positive story to tell. And through those positive stories, you incite people to do just exactly what you said. Don't delay. If you see early symptoms, get on it. Because the good news is, and you're an example, you can delay. I saw footage of you boxing and training. And the question is, when are you taking on Floyd Mayweather?
I think Floyd Mayweather could get in about 10 punches before I go to the ring.
But that's an image you want to see. That's an encouraging image. That makes sure, people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one good ramification of all this is people listen and they get the message because I've gotten a lot of emails and letters from people who say, I was experiencing symptoms and you convinced me to go in, or we were able to convince our dad to go in because of your going forward. But also, people think that I'm worse off than I am. I was walking through the airport in Pittsburgh and Philly Thursday and Friday, and I had my overnight bag, and it was pretty heavy. People were coming up to me and saying, Governor, can I carry your bag for you? Can I carry your bag? People got up to give me seats on the Acela.
Well, you're
I can milk this forever.
You said your knees aren't in the best shape, and that's what the issue is, correct?
I said, yeah, that's why I appear to be worse off, but it has anything to do with the Parkinson's.
Right.
And I said, when they invent a knee replacement with a 2-day recovery period, I'm in.
Yes, exactly.
Take them up on it, though. If they're willing to carry your bags, you might as well.
If you ride the Acela, you know, there's in the back of the car, in the regular cars, there's one seat for, it says reserved for disabled, and there's a space that someone with a wheelchair can sit there. But if no one's there on the train with a wheelchair, I occasionally sit because of my knees, but I get a few looks. Now people are saying, oh, of course, you know, one guy got up from the disabled seat to give me a
disabled seat. Well,
what I want to know is, do I get any free food out
of it? Yes, that's the question.
That's the
I mean, though you don't need it, it doesn't hurt to milk it now and then.
Well, I did say, I also talked about the fact that I have a great trainer, Hannah Purvey, at the Sporting Club, and a great physical therapist, Heather Cianci, and I gave them a lot of credit. But I said to Hannah, look, don't blame Hannah for the way I look. She doesn't eat for me.
Well, the truth of the matter is with the training, with the boxing, a lot of it has to do with also retraining, you know, the way you're sort of, I don't know if muscle memory is the correct word or phrase, but there's an issue that you're sort of restructuring the way your body responds and the nerves react, and that has a very positive effect.
Absolutely. And, you know, people say, why boxing? Well, you think about it. In boxing, you move your feet all the time. And when I circle the bag, Heather yells at me, go left. And a few seconds later, go right.
Yeah.
And I keep having to change my footwork. And that's terrific for balance, for reflexes, for just general conditioning, for using your core, all the things that are important. And my mom had Parkinson's disease the last 13 years of her life. And by the way, there's no evidence that it's hereditary. Mm. But she never exercised. And within 6 months of getting the disease, she was confined to a wheelchair for the rest of her life. And I think in part because she didn't exercise. And a lot of us don't exercise, and they minimize the value of exercise. I think the physical therapy has been almost as important as the medicine. I couldn't have done it without either one. But I think you can't underestimate the value of physical therapy.
Absolutely.
Ed, you mentioned that that it is not considered hereditary. Where, do they have an idea of where the cause comes from?
Yes. We have dopamine in the brain, and people who contract Parkinson's have lost some dopamine from the brain. And one of the medicines you take, I'm taking two different medicines. One of the medicines is called levodopa, which is essentially pharmaceutical dopamine to replace the dopamine that you're losing. And there's no evidence of why people lose dopamine from the brain.
Okay.
But the good news is at Penn, they're doing some brilliant things. I know you know what Penn's doing with cancer, especially pediatric cancer. It's unbelievable. But they're also, they think they're relatively close to finding something that might help prevent the neurological diseases, the big three, which are Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and ALS.
Yeah.
So, look, the way things are going, prostate cancer, 20 years ago,
yeah,
your odds would have been measurably shorter to survive.
And yeah, and now the story, and I go once a month to speak to guys who are facing the particular surgery that I had. The whole scenario is turned around with early detection, and we are blessed to live in a city where we have some of the nation's, if not the world's, most formidable.
Just think of having Jefferson and Penn in the same city.
Yes.
Two of the great healthcare systems in America. I mean, it's unbelievable.
When you realize that people are coming from around the world to be here, and it's right in our backyard, it's amazing. And these people that are making these innovations are an inspiration. And I heard you mention it earlier. It's a wonderful thing. It's almost a gift. It is a gift that you feel, but you're paying it forward by inciting other people to go and get checked. And you're going to correct and help people to go on and live more productive lives because of your thing. I certainly understand, though, your reticence to wait until you had the story to tell before you told it.
Yeah, I didn't want to go public and then, you know, 6 months later wind up looking like a basket case.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been a discouragement rather than an encouragement to people.
Right. Right.
And, you know, look, all of us go through life. A lot of us go through life. I was fortunate. I never missed a day at work. I thought I was indestructible. And, you know, you all of a sudden you hear you've got a major disease and, you know, it shakes you up.
Yep.
And because my mom had contracted Parkinson's disease and it was so brutal to her, you're also a little scared. And sometimes we say, well, I don't want to go to the hospital because if I go to the hospital, I'll find out I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but take prostate cancer.
Yep.
Your odds of beating it are improved 50 times. If you get it early.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, and that makes a difference. I wonder just, and I'll ask this just a simple question, how much did the Eagles Super Bowl win help in your treatment?
Well, I think that probably helped a lot of people. You know, there's a statistic that people who are terminally ill usually last until their birthday. They just have the will to survive to their birthday.
Right.
I think there might have been some people who were sick who said, I'm not leaving. The Eagles have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
You got it.
Well, listen, we're glad the prognosis is good. Your progress is good, and we wanted to help you get the word out as well. That get in and get checked.
And believe it or not, Parkinson's can strike in the 40s and even the late 30s.
Yes.
Any of your listeners, if you're starting to have any of the symptoms, don't wait. Get in because it can be slowed. It can be maybe even stopped.
There's good news to tell. All right. Excellent.
All right. Thank you, Ed. Always great to talk to you. We appreciate it.
Have a great week.
All right. Governor Ed Rendell, yes! Guys. Very cool. I'm happy he's doing well because when you sent me that news story, I was like, oh.
I was sad.
No. And then you find out the reason behind why he's getting the word out, which is cool.
Footage was up here in the studio of him punching away on the speed bag.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back in a moment. I have some bizarre file stories that I've saved specifically for you. We will get to those when we return. Stay right there.
Throughout 2018, MMR celebrates 50 years rockin' Philly. Keep listening for special birthday events and special programming from our long, strange trip together. Every hour this weekend, we highlight 1996, the year MMR turned 28, and the year of the Macarena. The N64 video game console.
It's me, Mario.
And Tickle Me Elmo ruled holiday toy sales. At the box office, we saw Independence Day, Twister, and Jerry Maguire. At MMR, the DJs had new music from these bands. Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, STP, Beck, Weezer, Cake, Tool, The Wallflowers, and so many more from 1996. Listen all weekend as we highlight another page from our scrapbook of shared musical memories.
Sponsored by Thompson Toyota. Experience the Thompson difference at thompsontoyota.net.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that's rocked Philly for 50 amazing years.
After day number two of Bucksco versus Delco, the gap has been narrowed a little bit.
Yes.
Kathy was leading 200-0 yesterday. Today, 430 points for Kathy, 320 for Casey, narrowed that gap down. So within, a smaller margin here, he's 90 points out.
Casey took today's competition and did narrow it. And that you can see how quickly things can change.
Yeah, yeah. I think we'll make Casey happy with tomorrow's contest because we're doing a farting contest.
Oh, my God!
Wow. Finally, something Casey won't complain about. It'll be perfect for him, and I think he might edge. Now, that would be wonderful.
Lovely.
Well, man, people have been dreaming of hearing Kathy fart on air.
I'll give all my points up for that.
Yeah, I'd forfeit.
Kathy would just tap out and award him all the points.
There are things that are in the works for tomorrow. It will depend on a couple of factors, whether or not we can make them happen. But we're trying. We're doing our best, and it could be bigger and better than ever before.
Sure. And it'll still happen. It just there's a little bit of Tetris that needs to go.
One thing we do have to determine after the show today is who goes first.
Okay.
Yes.
We can chat about that later on, and we'll make it happen. But this is just day number two of five. And, Steve, I'm going to quote Lethal Weapon again. It's going to get bloody,
Raj. It's going to get bloody, Raj. Yeah. It is going to get bloody.
Mm-hmm. All right. We need to do the bizarre file, so let's get on it.
Now, WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's bizarre file.
All right, the bizarre file this morning is brought to you by Skull Shaver. Attention, ball guys, shave your head in less than 90 seconds and say goodbye to nicks and cuts and scrapes with the all-new Pit Bull from Skull Shaver. Use the promo code ITISBALD at skullshaver.com for exclusive discounts. Half of the barrels being aged at a Kentucky distillery and a building fell to the ground when part of the structure collapsed.
Oh,
about 9,000 stacked bourbon barrels plummeted to the ground on Friday at Barton 1792 Distillery, home of the brand 1792 Bourbon.
You're a bourbon fan?
It's good. In fact, I did a Facebook Live video on Friday night. I was drinking 1792.
Oh, wow.
Yes. The building, which holds up to 20,000 barrels, was having a wall replaced or repaired. I'm sorry. The collapse brought down half of the structure. Bardstown police said that there was no one inside when the roof caved in, so no injuries were reported. It's unclear whether the bourbon spilled from the containers, but a nearby creek was of concern because of the structure's position on the hill. Representatives from the Department of Environmental Protection were dispatched to the scene. Water samples came back clean.
All right, the best we can determine is there's a structural inadequacy.
Hey, by the way, typically each barrel holds 53 gallons of bourbon.
Oh, jeez.
And weighs about 550 pounds, and 9,000 of them fell.
Oh, my God.
I wonder how many were destroyed in that.
Well, I wonder what the rules are, because sometimes if you have an accident like this, even if they are able to be reclaimed, they still have to junk them because...
I don't know, yeah. Who knows, because of damage to the barrel. Two people were injured in Montana Wednesday morning after swerving to avoid a kangaroo on the road.
What?
Montana is where this happened. Trooper Matt Finley with the Montana Highway Patrol said that he thought it was a joke when he responded to the call, but when he arrived at about 4 a.m., he saw a kangaroo. Sure enough, Trooper Finley
Crikey!
Said he learned that there is a kangaroo farm west of Dodson. And he said that...
That's what those kangaroo seeds were for.
The two people in the vehicle had minor injuries after their vehicle rolled. He said that he did not make an attempt to capture the kangaroo, and it was too dark to capture dash cam video. But sure enough, a kangaroo caused that accident.
Kangaroos can get ornery, and they often try to kick your balls off.
Yes, they do. Hey, just because a golf cart isn't a car doesn't mean stealing one comes without consequences. 18-year-old Jamie Elliott took a golf cart from Catterick Golf Club and drunkenly drove it 3.5 miles while searching for takeout food. He eventually made it to a McDonald's, and police caught up with him. Elliott pleaded guilty to driving a mechanically propelled vehicle while unfit to drive through drink, and he had his license suspended for a year and also had to pay a few fines.
People think that's a workaround. Like if you take a rider mower, well, it's not a motor vehicle. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, go to a golf outing, you see drunk drivers all over the place
right.
on the golf course. When a man in Queens, New York, celebrated Father's Day at Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden with his daughter and granddaughter, he asked for mayo and caramelized onions on his burger. But there was an extra ingredient he didn't ask for that appeared on his bill, and that was spit. Curtis Mays says to the waitress... He had said the waitress had been nice, so he didn't see it coming when he received his bill that told the chef in red bold letters. It said on the receipt, please spit in it too.
Why?
The waitress then tried to weasel out of it, denying to Mays that she was the one who printed the unsavory request. It was actually printed, not with a pen. It was like a machine had printed it on there.
How do they think that's not going to go noticed?
No. But once the manager got involved, the waitress was immediately fired, and Mays got a refund for his meal. Ironically, the Bohemian Hall and Beer Garden has an A rating from the Department of Health. A Texas man faces several charges after he allegedly threw chairs at police officers while drunk and naked inside of a Louisiana casino. Terrence Rockmore is charged with aggravated battery, aggravated assault on a police officer. Officers responded to a call regarding a disorderly person who refused to leave Diamond Jack's Casino and Hotel. When officers arrived, they spotted a man running around on the second floor of the casino in an excited state.
Really?
The man.
Look, everyone, I got a boner!
The man did not comply with orders from officers. A chemical spray used by police had no effect on the naked man. The man then
can't
began...
kill this Johnson.
He began to throw chairs and striking officers, and police...
You're just jealous.
Police actually had to fire beanbag rounds to take the man down.
Man.
Yeah. And he was transported to where he remains. I didn't know they had video footage of this. We're watching it. This naked dude is running through the casino, and he's throwing those high-top chairs at police. And
you want a piece of me?
Sure enough. There he is. All right. They had to take him down. Had to use beanbags. All right, and then finally, let's end with this story. This is pretty wild. I had no idea that this was the case in Florida. Of course, people being outside need to be on the lookout for things like snakes and spiders and so forth. But
because Florida stinks.
If that's not bad enough, now you have to worry about venomous caterpillars.
What?
One teen found out just one touch can send you to the hospital. Andrea Pergola had no idea what kind of damage a caterpillar would do until she saw the wound that it left on her son's wrist. Pergola described the moment as eye-opening. She said, I mean, I've seen furry caterpillars, but I've never seen this one. Apparently, they are around and they're dangerous. The fur itself is poison, she said. It has the poison, but then there are venom glands that each spike is attached to. Logan Pergola and his family were doing volunteer work over the weekend, landscaping, didn't realize the furry insect he was crawling on, an oak tree nearby. He came running towards me, she said, and he was said something bit me, and he showed me, and it was all welted, and I said, let's go inside and rinse it off, but it was too late. The toxins were already in his body. A rash traveled up his arm and onto his chest. He said it numbed my whole hand. Pretty much the whole thing felt like fire. Luckily, the emergency room was nearby, and Logan got help immediately. The family even brought the bug in a baggie, and the doctor knew exactly what it was and what to do. A caterpillar is known as the asp or puss caterpillar.
The puss caterpillar?
Yeah, it's fuzzy.
Yeah.
It is common in the southeastern part of the country, and once it develops into a flannel moth, it is no longer venomous. But when it's a caterpillar, it can actually sting you and cause a rash. Isn't it wild?
So you have what? The alligators, you have the snakes, you have the palmetto bugs, you have the puss caterpillar.
Yep.
Florida's becoming our Australia.
Yeah, you have Florida, man. Who's Florida all man. Over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have time to talk to these guys?
We don't. We'll have to come back for that.
Laura got a tattoo. Tattoo Tuesday. So sorry that took up so much time. Commercial wise, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll see how that tattoo worked out. And we'll get into the lesson question and trash and the music news and more. We'll be right back.
93.3 WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Weekly Rush, a video highlights compilation gleaned from an entire week's worth of laughs. Available now in the Get Local section of Xfinity On Demand.
Or 93.3 WMMR, 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, the Preston and Steve show, a fine Tuesday morning. Why, it's a good day for a special guest on the phone line. I just saw this up here.
Surprise guest.
Yeah, it's a surprise guest, so why not, right?
Let's go for
it. What the hell? We're riffing today. Hi, special guest. You're on the air.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine?
Yeah.
Could you be mine?
Wow.
What's up, my family? I truly, truly, truly miss my family. I love my family.
Oh, my
family.
God. You brought back memories of Mr. Molester's neighborhood. Oh.
How you doing, Preston? Hello, Steve.
Good. How's it going? I thought he was saying a chili, chili, chili.
Chili,
truly, truly. We're great, Gary. How are you?
Oh, man, it's great to be a free agent, man. I'm loving this.
You're a free agent?
Oh, wow.
What happened?
No, I still got my grubs. I ain't working no more. The Wells Fargo Center are like just concerts now, bud.
Okay, so yeah. you don't work the concerts?
No, I said the only thing I have left is just concerts.
Okay, that's your house.
Yeah, that's my house. You know that. I give you guys the real treatment. I love my family, man.
No, you're awesome. It's amazing. You should actually be like a bounty hunter because you find us in seconds.
Listen, man, that's my house. My mom is very proud of me. I work hard to put myself in that position to be there, and
you did.
I'm a Preston and Steve show miracle. I did it.
A miracle.
You are the miracle. A lot of people, if you've ever heard the story of the miracle, that's
a success. Yeah. Anyway, I was going to ask you, Kat, since I'm a free agent, I'm available next week. Can I come on the show and play some games with y'all?
Can you come on the show and play some games with y'all?
Yeah, let's play some games, man.
I want clarification as to what free agent means. Are you?
Well, I'm a free agent. Well, that means I could just play any field.
No,
now.
I know, but why? Why are you a free agent?
Well, my season's over.
All right, you are still working the concerts, right? You didn't get fired, Gary?
I have July 4th, some dude named Tim Jones or somebody.
All right, okay. I just want to make sure
he's still got a job. It's just the work is doing it.
Gary, why don't you come in on July 4th?
No, I got a concert, you knucklehead.
Tim Jones or Sam Smith?
Sam Smith, that's who it is.
All right. Same thing.
Are you doing okay, Foster?
I'm great. Hey, why don't you come in next Thursday?
Next Thursday. What's the date on that?
It's the 5th.
It's July 5th.
He's going to pick me up? Come on. I'm working.
No,
No, none of us are going to be here, so we can't pick you up.
Hey, Gary, have you been listening to Buxco versus Delco?
I haven't. Actually, I've been watching. I've been obsessed with soccer every morning. It's insane.
Are you a big soccer fan?
Oh, my God. I love it. I'm watching France right now play Denmark.
Only thing you wonder is why they never pick up the ball.
You can't do that, Steve.
Do me a favor, Gary. Let's pretend you're a presenter and somebody scores a goal. Let's hear your goal.
Oh God!
Come on, man.
Preston, I ain't got enough beers in me yet, buddy.
Come on.
That's like a true sports fan.
I'm being brutally honest with you. Listen, I love my family.
We love you too.
I genuinely want to see my family. I need to see my family.
Wait, I tell you what.
Casey's having a barbecue.
Us. Yeah.
Hey, sweet tea, come on, work your magic for me. Get Gary in there.
Kathy. I'm going to see if we can get you over to Casey's barbecue.
I don't know. Kathy's probably closer to you.
Or if we have them later in the season and we have them belly
closest,
flop competition,
Steve.
Tell Casey I want to
come on over.
I want to challenge him to a belly flop.
You come over to my house, Gary.
Hang on. Wait, he wants you guys to tell me something. What was it?
I said I challenge you to a belly flop competition next month or August, whatever you want to do.
All right. Well, we might be having that again. Can you make it out to that event if we do have it?
He could be a judge.
You pick me up.
All right. You know what we'll do? We're going to have you cover everything from the bottom of the pool, okay?
Hey, I can do it. Give me a straw, too.
All right.
We
love you, Gary.
Preston, I just want to tell you, I love my family. I love you guys. I love you.
We love you, too.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
You're making me tear up.
I'll see you guys around the hood.
All right. We'll see you later, Gary.
The question is he allowed to drive?
Maybe that's the reason.
Yeah, that might be the reason.
He takes the soul train into work.
Oh, does he?
Does.
He now?
Okay. Yep.
We love Gary, but everything is sort of a cryptic message.
It is.
It's like playing Escape the Room every time you talk to him.
Some loves are more conditional than other loves.
Listen, I'm going to go a little out of order. Normally, I would do the trash and music news and all that stuff first, but I want to do Tattoos Day first. I want to meet our Tattoos Day people because they've been sitting at the mic for a little while. Please welcome listener Laura to the program.
Hey. Yeah.
Hi, thank you.
Good morning, Laura. How are you?
Great. Thanks.
Laura is from Delaware County.
Yes.
Pennsylvania. She's wearing her Delco shirt.
Yay!
Yeah.
It's
similar to the one that Casey's wearing, different color.
It's the exact same design. Her and her whole crew have the same shirts on.
Yeah, some are different designs, though.
We got Sixers colors here. We got another Sixers color, Phillies color, and Eagles color, which is really cool. So, nice. And we had Kyle from Tattoo Eddie's, who's Philadelphia Eddie's, I should say, actually, who did the handiwear this morning. Good to see you, Kyle.
Good to see you.
And what did you get done, Laura?
I got musical notes going down my back.
Are they musical notes as a particular song or just random notes?
No, just random notes.
Okay.
Okay. Are you a musician?
No, just a fan.
Just a fan of music. Okay. All right, and then where I didn't see a picture of it yet. Do we have a photo of it yet?
I'm not.
You generally don't ask people to take their shirt off.
Well, and we don't. And so, Laura, I don't know if you want to tell your story real quick.
Please do.
I was diagnosed in August 2016 with breast cancer. So in November 2016, I
was told I had to get a bilateral mastectomy. So I reached out to Casey
right.
because I thought after all the reconstruction, this would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he had a couple of complications, and I wound up having 5 surgeries within 15 months.
Wow.
So this is the end note to everything.
So everything's good?
My friends who were really helpful to me through the whole process.
Well, who are they? You can feel.
This is my sister, Diane. She okay. took me to my doctor's appointments when I was first diagnosed, and that's Tina. Tina started a meal train for me.
Wow, that's yeah. awesome.
And Cheryl got me out of the house as much as possible with other friends.
So where does everything stand now?
Everything's fine. The cancer was caught very, very early. It was just within the duct throughout my breast. So unfortunately, they couldn't save the breast.
But you're here.
But I'm here.
And that's what matters.
Yes. The cancer is gone and... I didn't have to do radiation or chemo, so...
That's excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's...
Listen, that's great news, and I like the end note metaphor. I think that's really cool. Kyle, do people come in if they've had, illnesses and so forth and want to get somehow or another, something to hang on to?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you see that a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say at least, monthly.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
I think I'm going to get a large... That's cool. prostate tattooed on my forehead.
What does that even look like?
I don't even know.
Well, so I didn't know exactly what was going to get done here. We didn't take pictures of this because it's, it's in a sensitive area, so we're just going to leave it at that. And she had a lot of line work done, which Kyle Fitzpatrick is, I think, one of the best in the city at, and I love his work, so we had him do that. But I initially had thought that you were going to have nipples tattooed on your breasts.
I did ask for that because that was one of the options. But there's a technology out there, or lack of a better term, where they do 3D nipples and they look natural. So I went to Fox Chase and got it done there.
I actually know someone who had a similar, and they're considering going that route as well because apparently it's very accurate and very, you wouldn't know the difference.
Right.
And so what I talked to Troy at length last week about this, Troy from Philadelphia Eddies, and he said that there are a lot of insurance companies that will pay for that. And so now it's it's a lucrative way of tattooing.
For
tattoo artists because insurance companies will pay a premium for that. But not only that, but let's say you've had a brain surgery or something like that, and you end up having, a scar in your head. They do what's that called, Kyle?
Microblading.
Microblading with the tattoo, it kind of looks like, you have hair there.
Wow, yeah. Our own Ashley Gallo actually does for people who have undergone chemo, will do... They replace the eyebrows and stuff like that. So, there's all sorts of options. And you seem to be doing great, so... This is very cool. So it has. See, this is something good. A tattoo that has importance to you and means something.
Yes.
And I assume you were able to see it, even though it was on your back.
Yes.
Okay.
It looks great. I'm thrilled.
All right. Nice. Or so you believe. You just saw a picture.
Anybody else you'd like to say hello to or anything like that, Laurel?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
To my husband Bill. I hope you're listening. Jen, Linda, and Laura Hash, and Sue. Thanks. They're big fans of the show. They're all big
fans.
Awesome. Excellent.
We're so glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it. It's a great story, and we appreciate you sharing it with us. Excellent. Kyle, great to see you, man. Thanks for being here. Tattoos Day once again, dear friends. And don't forget, Philadelphia Eddie's 621 is at 621 South 4th Street, and you can go to PhiladelphiaEddiesTattoo.com. We are going to do the lesson question now, and we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see the world's best soccer clubs return for the International Champions Cup. And this is going to be Wednesday, July 25th, and that will be at Lincoln Financial Field, dear friends. So, the question I have for you this morning, what's Roger Ailes' favorite flavor Pop-Tarts? Found out Russell Crowe's going to play him.
Yes.
A little discussion about the plot of the film. What is Roger Ailes' favorite flavor of Pop-Tarts? 215-263-WMMR. Call right now, why don't you?
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you by A.D. Moyer, Trex's Engineering, What's Next in Outdoor Living.
Visit your Trex experts at A.D. Moyer Lumber and see how Trex can enhance your outdoor oasis. ADMoyer.com. What's going on, Steve?
Well, Spin Master Incorporated, the company that makes the very popular Paw Patrol line of toys, claiming that Chinese knockoffs are flooding the market. The company argues that a child purchasing the toy might be unaware that it's a ripoff made in China as opposed to the actual toy, which is made in China.
Yeah.
The Jersey Shore's Ronnie Ortiz Magro was allegedly dragged by a car driven by his baby mama, Jen Harley, during a heated altercation. Apparently, the whole incident began with the words, "Bitch, where's my ravioli?"
Oh, my God.
Despite recently being assaulted by jewelry thieves, rapper Rich the Kid boasting on Instagram about purchasing $100,000 worth of necklaces, "They look great," came the Instagram response from Rich the Convicted Felon. Hollywood track.
All righty, we are looking for an answer to this question. What is Roger Ailes' favorite flavor of Pop-Tarts? 215-263-WMMR. That is the number, and I'm going to go to a caller. Hi, Lee, you're on the air. Good morning. Lee?
Dwayne.
What's your name?
It's Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Okay, Dwayne.
How you doing?
So if you're listening earlier this morning, you'll know what Roger Ailes' favorite flavor Pop-Tart is. What is it?
Strawberry Frosty.
No, you weren't listening.
Oh, man, you were so not even close.
We didn't mention that anywhere.
Yeah.
Let me go next to Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, bud. All right, what's Roger Ailes' favorite flavor Pop-Tarts?
S'mores.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's almost strawberry frosted.
Yeah, it's so close. Chris, hang on, and let's get your information. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the world's best soccer clubs. Return to the International Champions Cup. Don't miss the greatest tournament on U.S. soil as Juventus takes on FC Bayern at Lincoln Financial Field, Wednesday, July 25th. Tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. Music news time right now.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! And this morning is brought to you by Armor Metals and Recycling. In any of the construction trades, Armor Metals pays top dollar for all metals, wires, motors, and peripheries. 8300 National Highway in Pensauken, or you can call 856-665-5715. The widow of Chester Bennington has told CNN that there were warning signs in the days before her husband took his own life last July 20th. Speaking during a CNN town hall broadcast called Finding Hope, Battling America's Suicide Crisis, Talinda Bennington said, "I'm now more educated about those signs, but they were definitely there. The hopelessness, the change of behavior, isolation. That was all part of our daily life. Sometimes some signs were there more than others. Sometimes they weren't there at all." Talinda added, however, that Chester was at his best the night before he committed suicide at the couple's home.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Remember, we saw there was footage that was taken 4 or 5 days prior to the suicide with him laughing with friends.
Yep, she said the night before we were all on a family vacation. He decided to go back home to do a television commercial. This was not a time where we or any of our family suspected this to happen, which is terrifying. We thought that everything was okay. And Chester had been open about in the press and the public about his struggles with drugs and alcohol, which landed him in rehab twice around 2006. Friends said he had struggled with his sobriety and fell off the wagon at least once in the year before his death. Partially consumed bottle of alcohol was found in the bedroom where the 41-year-old singer's body was discovered. Metallica guitarist Kirk Hammett pondered the future of the guitar in a recent interview with Metal Hammer. Hammett's remarks came in light of iconic guitar company Gibson filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection earlier this year, while the second biggest manufacturer, Fender, is also in debt. And a third, PRS, has cut staff and expanded production of cheaper instruments.
Is that the issue? What do they believe is the issue?
Well, addressing the fact that more music is being made on computers as guitar sales have declined, Hammett said, "I don't know what the F it is, but people seem to be seeing the guitar in a different light and passing them up for effing samplers and whatnot. Maybe it's a sign of the times." He added, "Like all instruments, there's a time when it goes out of fashion. In the early 80s, the guitar wasn't as popular as it became again in the mid-80s. So we'll see what happens as far as a euphemism is concerned with the actual making of music with a guitar." He said, "It's sad news to me, but I hope Gibson prevail. They have in the past." Judas Priest has launched the Glenn Tipton Parkinson's Foundation in honor of the band's guitarist who is suffering from the degenerative
neurological disorder. We just had Ed Rendell on talking about Parkinson's.
Yeah.
In a statement announcing the formation of the foundation, Tipton said, as you probably know by now, I've had to pull out of the current priest tour due to ill health. I'm still doing some shows and joining the guys on stage for some songs, and we'll carry on for as long as I can without compromising the band. So far, when I walk on stage, the audience reaction has been amazing, heartwarming, and quite emotional. He said, it was the band that suggested we start a foundation, which, although in my name, is really a Judas Priest foundation. We're selling T-shirts with the slogan No Surrender, which is a track off the latest album, and is very appropriate considering the determination you have to summon up. You have to summon up to get on with life and beat this illness.
Hmm.
The 70-year-old guitarist added that the funds raised through the foundation will go to support a new treatment of Parkinson's known as MR, guided focused ultrasound thalamotomy.
Wow.
Or thalamotomy. That's it. Thalamotomy. Which has reportedly yielded positive results in its early stages. So they're working on that. John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Willie Nelson will headline the 2018 annual Farm Aid concert set for September 22nd. This is going to be in Hartford, Connecticut at the Xfinity Theater.
No Dave Matthews this year.
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Among the other high-profile artists set to perform are Dave Matthews with Tim Reynolds, as well as Chris Stapleton, Sturgill Simpson, Casey Musgraves, Margot Price, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, and Particle Kid. Additional artists will be announced later this summer, and tickets go on sale this Friday.
A few weeks ago, you had a story, Preston, about Willie having to leave the stage. Did you ever see any follow-up on that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So I guess he's just back out and touring like normal?
I believe so, I didn't hear what the cause of that was.
He's begun using medicinal marijuana to take care of
Okay.
He says he's seeing results.
Yeah.
He's
experimenting.
Yeah.
All right, and then finally, the...
just dipping his toe in the baby pool.
Yeah. The trick is keeping it separate from his regular recreational marijuana.
This is medicinal.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I'll try it, but I don't want to get addicted to the Mary Jane.
The majority of the Beatles' entire catalog has appeared for free on YouTube. The Daily Beatle was the first site to report on Apple Corps.
Today on the Daily Beatle.
And their new generosity regarding the sharing of the Fab Four's music. The albums include the main Stereo UK catalog from 1963's Please Please Me through 1970's Let It Be, along with the hits compilations, which are better known as the Red Album and the Blue Album. Also uploaded is Beatles 1, The Beatles Love, and both volumes of the catch-all Past Masters Stray Track collections, and all three volumes of the double disc The Beatles Anthology sets, along with the Anthology Highlights Sampler, which features... apropos videos rather than album screenshots for Free as a Bird, Real Love, and While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Wow.
The only official albums not yet included on YouTube are Let It Be Naked, Live at the BBC, On Air Live at the BBC Volume 2, and Live at the Hollywood Bowl, which is great because I have all of those, so I don't have to worry about it. But having them on YouTube... that's pretty cool. It's nice and convenient.
Every once in a while, you want to pull it up?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
When you're not checking out PewDiePie.
All right, yeah. And that is what I have in music news for you this morning. Casey's handing me something to give away, so why don't I do that? I have beer. Beer is good. I have a case of Yards Philly Pale Ale cans that I will give to caller number 16, 215-263-WMMR. Obviously, I have to be. It's 21 years of age. And don't forget that Yards has been brewing and bottling right here in Philly since 1994. And now they are canning their favorites like Philly Pale Ale and Brawler just in time for the summer. See how it's all done on a brewery tour at their new location on 5th and Spring Garden. Wherever you go, bring Yards. We'll be back in just a moment getting ready to wrap up the program. Word of the Week, Prize and More. Stay there.
Now, more with Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Preston and Steve Show, Tuesday morning, slowly inching our way through this work week towards the end and that coveted weekend spot that we are also looking forward to. And the weather is going to be fantastic this weekend. As of now, you never know, things can change a little bit, but we're looking at sunny skies and low to mid 90s. So that's pool, that's shore, that's outdoors.
Cesspool.
Well, if you prefer.
Yeah.
Maybe by the Lauer.
I like
household.
To feel the water.
No, but... it's looking good. We do have some clouds making their way into the air. You can see as the morning's gone on, we're getting a little bit more of those. High 80 today, so we'll see how the whole thing plays out this week. What do we need to do? We should thank our esteemed guests on the program. Thank you to The Honorable Ed Rendell.
Yes.
Who was on the program. Had some great things to say. He's had Parkinson's for 3.5 years, but he just announced it last week publicly. And he did so because he's managed and even gotten better since the diagnosis. And he wanted that to help people realize that if you do feel something coming along, early detection is absolutely key.
Yeah, it's so good to hear that he's doing well and see that he's doing well. There's a whole bunch of video of him working out and everything. It's great.
Listener Laura, thank you very
much.
Got a fresh tattoo, courtesy of everybody Kyle over at Philadelphia Eddie's, which is awesome. Thank you very much. And thank you to the participants in Bucks Cove versus Delco, Elisa and Dave, who were here. Kathy's sister, sort of.
No, but she's been my best friend since we were 15.
And Casey's brother, for real.
Yes.
So it was nice. We had fun in the update on that. As of now, Bucks Cove versus Delco. Yesterday, it was 200-0, and Casey has narrowed the gap. It's 430-320. Bucks Cove with 430, Delco with 320. So less than 100 points now, as opposed to the 200 yesterday. So that's gaining some serious ground. We have round three that's going to take place tomorrow. A couple of things planned. We're going to have a little meeting session after the show and make sure that we have all our ducks in a row.
And yes.
And get ready for that.
And it will involve ducks.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah. So, and we're not telling these guys. We haven't told them anything about the contest and what we have in store for them. We think that that's part of the whole thing, being able to think on your feet.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
In the last second, how do you respond? Today, actually, they both made... They kind of, not knowing what we're going to play, picked people who they worked well with.
Yes.
So they were good choices on both fronts.
Yeah, we played Pyramid, $25,000 Pyramid. We played games along those lines, and we wanted to see how they operated, and they did pretty well. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so that's coming up. So we'll get set for that. Pierre Robert is here. How are you, sir?
Adelco Bucks Co.
All right.
Adelco Bucks Co.
He's into it.
Yeah.
You know, it's very few words when you first come in here. It's more like raw emotions that we get from you.
Yep.
Yep. And that's it. That's the
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Happy to hear all that. You want to do the letter of the day?
Yep.
All right.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right. The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
O as in Delco or Bucks Co.
All right. We'll take that.
O
is the letter. We have a 4-pack of floor seats for the WWE Live SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. That's at the Wells Fargo Center on Friday, July 6th, plus four WWE prize packs. You can see Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Nia Jax, Matt Hardy, and the Philly debut of Ronda Rousey.
Whoa!
Rowdy Ronda Rousey. And tickets start at just $20 at Wells Fargo Center, Philly. .com.
So hope we can get her in here.
I would love to have her in here. We'll get that on Friday. Out to you, hopefully. Everything all good in your world, man?
Yes, very well.
Nice. Excellent. What's in store for today's show?
We'll have fine times today because we'll have Workforce Blocks of The Clash and Bon Jovi and Sublime. We will have an archive selection from Royal Blood, which was, I believe, on your program a couple of summers ago. Was that their first appearance?
It was. Yeah. Their first appearance in the United States on a radio show was our show.
So cool. And so we have that from July 18th of 2014. And we'll run that around 1:30. And then Jackson again at 5:30. Excuse me, Brent Porsche filling in for Jackson this week. And then Jackie at 9:30 in the evening. And we've got Double Shot Tuesday, many of them you call it. And in the 11 o'clock hour, I've got a special concert announcement coming out. So stand by for that.
11 o'clock hour is only a few minutes away. So.
Well, later in the 11
o'clock. Oh, okay. All right, later in the 11. All right. We're gonna wrap things up. I got to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. Also brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin'. Tomorrow, Fox Good Day and Bucks Cove versus Delco, day number 3. I already mentioned that.
Listen to find out what it's going to be.
We will have a couple of things in store for tomorrow. So that's it. We're done. Rage on. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow, gang. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Kathy, go back to your home on Whore Island. Go Casey. Go Delco. Por vida.
Next message.
I would like to be of a little assistance to Kathy. Use your superpowers. Cleavage. You'll get all the direction you need. Fuck code, baby.
Next message.
Hey, this is Lou, the acting president of Delco, and we would like to just say, what the hell, Casey? Figure it out!
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.